It's time for the Captain's Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Tonight will be the 135th game of the Lake County Captains season, but no game prior has been more important than tonight, as the Lake County Captains will take on the South Bend Cubs in Game 3 of the Midwest League Championship Series here on WJCU. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari alongside Logan Batoski. Jake Volnick is down as our dugout reporter, and Evan Richwaltzke back in the studio. We are pumped up to provide you what will be the final game of the Lake County Captains season. Will they walk away with their second title in franchise history here in the Midwest League, or will it be the South Bend Cubs winning their second in the last three seasons? Well, last night's game number two with South Bend facing elimination, they played really strong. Lake County was just one run less than them. It was a bunch of one-run innings. No team scored more than one in an inning. The Captains got off to a good start, getting a sacrifice fly from Alon Tolentino after getting bases loaded, no outs, to begin the ballgame. The South Bend Cubs would be denied for the first three innings by Tommy Mace, who worked around two hits and an error by his defense. In the fourth, though, is when South Bend did finally tie the game, an RBI single from Pablo Aliendo. Mikhail Ramirez would respond for Lake County, getting an RBI single in that bottom of the fourth to get the Captains back up. The Captains, though, would not score again until the ninth, South Bend getting a run in the sixth on a throwing error, and then an RBI single from Luis Verdugo in the seventh gave them the lead. They put on insurance in the ninth, a Pete Crow Armstrong solo blast to right field. Lake County down two in the bottom of the ninth would get two runners on, two runners in scoring position with no outs. A sacrifice fly from Joe Naraho brought home run number one, but Yordiz Valdez was stranded on third after a ground out and a pop-up that ended the game. So we do get a Game 3 winner takes all tonight here at Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. And before we go to a break, of course, people were worried about the weather here this afternoon going into the evening. Right now, it's a pleasant day in East Lake. We'll turn it to a break. When we return, we'll check in with Jake Volnick down in the dugout, and then we will talk about the starting pitchers as well as players to watch, and then it will be the first pitch of the final game of 2022 for Lake County, the Captains and the Cubs in Midwest League Championship Series Game 3 coming your way on WJCU.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Back here on the Lake County Captains warm-up show, it is Lake County taking on South Bend here in the Midwest League Championship Series game number three, and we got you covered for all different angles, including down in the dugout. Our man Jake Volnick will tune in right now. Jake, what do you got?
Thanks, guys. I'm down in the dugout right now where things look business as usual. But in terms of Mikhail Ramirez, has been slotted behind the plate for the last few games, but that's not the case here tonight. Lake County has elected to go with a two-catcher lineup, sliding in Mike Amditas to catch. Mikhail Ramirez has moved to the designated hitter spot. That would push Corey Holland now to the bench. It draws an interesting point, as we saw Captains late in last night's game had to go to a pinch runner and were forced to use Cesar Drogo. Cesar Drogo, a better runner than Mikhail, but not the best runner that this team has. So Corey Holland being on the bench now is available as a pinch runner and or pinch hitter. Will be great, plus speed, and it'll be something that they'll definitely have to look for. As well as having Aaron Davenport on the mound, another note, Skipper, the team's mascot here tonight, sporting long blonde locks, similar to Aaron Davenport, looks just the same, only difference tonight, Aaron Davenport going to be all locked in, going up in the ponytail instead of hair down. I'll do it all for now. Back to you guys. John Logan?
Thanks, Jake. And again, trying to work through those difficulties. But yeah, Skipper's wearing the long blonde hair. Aaron Davenport, the starter for Lake County in this decisive game three. And we'll get into him more in this warm-up show. But he usually goes with the ponytail, at least recent starts for him. Skipper wearing the long blonde hair here tonight. Championship vibes for game number three in the Midwest League Championship Series. We'll turn it to another break. When we return, we'll talk on the players to watch in this Game 3 winner-take-all, as well as preview the starting pitching matchup between both of these teams. It's the Captains. It's the Cubs. It's Game 3, and it's coming your way here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
First pitch to Fabiano, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Back here in the Lake County Captains warm-up show, this is Game 3 of the Midwest League Championship Series here on WJCU. John Vicari alongside Logan Petoskey, Jake Volnick in the dugout, and Evan Wichwalski back in the WJCU studios. We'll bring in Logan here. He's going to preview, of course, tonight's starting pitching matchup. Lake County taking on South Bend. Winner takes all. And these guys have the weight of the world on their shoulders. Who will it be for both the Captains and the Cubs, Logan?
And they certainly will have it all on their shoulders, John, for your Lake County Captains. They are going with the right-hander Aaron Davenport, the 22-year-old from Kirkland, Washington, sixth-round draft pick by the Cleveland Guardians in the 2021 MLB draft. He has a three-pitch mix, a fastball, curveball, and a changeup, 7-6 on the season, a 4.21 ERA, and 118 strikeouts. He's making his 24th start for Lake County this season, and this is his second start against South Bend of the season, but the one before, one that he tried to forget and certainly did, but the Cubs were able to get to him early and often. Davenport wasn't even able to make it out of the first inning, through two-thirds of an inning, allowing three hits, five earned runs, walked two, and struck out only one batter, and that one strikeout and two-thirds of an inning both season lows. So he's hoping to rebound from that start that he had. And tonight for the South Bend Cubs, they're going with the 6'4", 230-pound right-hander Porter Hodge. Hodge was a 13th-round pick by the Chicago Cubs in the 2019 MLB draft. In terms of facing Lake County, this is his second career appearance against the Captains. Lake County faced him on July 28th, in which he threw five innings, allowing five hits, one run, and three walks, but tallied a high A season high, 10 strikeouts. So that was a dominant performance from Hodge, and certainly somebody to be on the lookout for as well. He has a four-pitch repertoire, a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup. And that fastball has a little bit of cut to it and can get up to 96 miles per hour. So certainly some gas, if you will, on the mound tonight for South Bend, but a great pitching matchup.
Yeah, Hodge for South Bend and Davenport for Lake County. Now, for the players to watch, of course, it's been a long season for both teams, and everyone in both lineups has contributed in one way or another in the regular season. But, of course, we look at what's happened recently, and for South Bend, recently has gone, like the season has gone, to Pete Crow Armstrong. He had a three-hit game last night, including a solo home run in the ninth. The Cubs' top prospect overall, getting the start yet again at center field, and once again batting second in the order. Crow Armstrong, player to watch for South Bend. Now for your Lake County Captains, there's guys up and down this order that, again, are worthy of player to watch. And Jake did mention about the lineup and it being a little altered from yesterday. The man who is in the lineup tonight but was not yesterday is the nine-hitter, Mike Amditas. For that reason, and that reason alone, he's my player to watch. Mike Amditas playing in his first game in the postseason since Game 1 of the Eastern Division Series. We'll see what Mike could do behind the plate, batting ninth for Lake County. All right, well, we're just about set here from Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. A beautiful night for baseball, and tonight will define a season. The Captains will go for their second franchise title in history in the Midwest League, while South Bend goes for their second title in the last three seasons. It's the Cubs, it's the Captains, it's the Midwest League Championship. It's coming up next here on UJCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a courtesy plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your courtesy plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Plante swings in the air to deep left. DeJong backtracking, looking up, and that one's long gone. Valdez swings the first pitch, listed into left center field, and that will be down for a hit. It's a two-run double. Here's the pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss. The Captains are championship bound.
Welcome to the Midwest League Championship Series. Today's game is brought to you by... University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue, when you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. And now, Lake County Captains Baseball.
Drew Heatherton with the anthem here at Classic Park to get us set up for this Game 3. In the Midwest League Championship Series, the winner, a champion, and then the loser just thinks about next year and the offseason. This is Game 3. Winner takes all here tonight. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari, alongside Logan Matosky, Jake Volnick down as the dugout reporter, and Evan Richwaltzky back in the studio. We are so happy to provide you Lake County Captains Baseball here on WJCU. and this, of course, the decisive championship contest. It is the Lake County Captains, and it will be their starter, Aaron Davenport. The right-hander, sixth-round 2021 pick of the Cleveland Guardians, has been tremendous all year long. He's pitched the most innings of any Captains pitcher, has the most strikeouts of any Captains pitcher as well. The right-hander, Davenport, a fastball, curve, and changeup, and he will go against the South Bend Cubs here tonight. For the South Bend Cubs, it's a lineup that's pretty similar. In fact, it's the same one as yesterday, and here it is. Leading off, it's Fabian Pertus, playing second, batting first. Center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong, batting second. Jordan Wogu, the designated hitter, bats third. Right fielder Owen Casey, the cleanup hitter. Luis Verdugo bats fifth and is at third base. B.J. Murray at first, bats sixth. Behind the plate, batting seventh, Pablo Aliendo. Batting eighth, Yohendrick Piñango in left. And rounding out the order, Kevin Mate for South Bend. Mate at shortstop. It is a pretty nice night for baseball. We didn't know if we were going to get that, but we do indeed get it here tonight. It is right now 81 degrees here in Eastlake. Right now, overcast skies, but no rain forecasted until later this evening. It is the Captains in their home white uniforms. Captains written across the front. The I in the Captain's a lighthouse. White pants and the navy blue cap with the C in the lighthouse then interlock. For the South Bend Cubs, they're wearing their gray road uniforms with South Bend written across. Blue numbers with a red outline, gray pants, and a red cap with the S and B, South Bend, in blue on the top of it. Davenport, a big deep breath. The righty's first pitch of Game 3 is fouled away by Pertus to the right side out of play, and we're underway here at Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio, for this Game 3.
Yeah, the anticipation has been building all day after such a nail-biting game last night.
As the next pitch is a slider low and away, a game that did not go to the Lake County Captains. It was a 4-3 win for South Bend. And despite the Captains having a pretty big shot in the ninth, as Pertus swings, lifts it into center field. Halpin is there. He makes the catch above his head. And that's out number one to begin this ballgame. Lake County defensively, it's Connor Cox in left, Petey Halpin in center, and Alexfri Planez in right. From third to first, it is Christian Cairo, Milan Tolentino, Yordiz Valdez, and Joe Naraho. Behind the plate is Mike Gamditis, and on the mound, Aaron Davenport, who will now face Pete Crow Armstrong. Pete Crow Armstrong yesterday, three hits. He looks at a first pitch that misses outside, count at 1-0. Pete Crow Armstrong, a home run in the ninth yesterday, proved to be the game-winning run in a 4-3 win. Swing and a miss from PCA, so the count 1-1, 1-out. Davenport, of course, wearing that bright red glove, and the hair is in a ponytail here tonight. The 1-1. Pete Crow Armstrong is swinging a miss. Count 1-2. Of course, the long, luscious locks for Aaron Davenport, the kid from the University of Hawaii, Kirkland, Washington. Knowing him and how he's been all season long, this big stage doesn't faze him at all.
Not at all, John. And I think the ponytail is more business approach. Long hair, more party approach.
The 1-2. Breaking ball. Crow Armstrong is swinging a miss. Amditas fields it in the dirt, fires the first, and that's out number 2. A strikeout for Aaron Davenport, who is already retired too. The same amount that he retired against the Cubs on July 29th, where he allowed 3 hits and 5 runs. Better start here tonight. He'll take on Jordan Wogu now. Wogu, the designated hitter, last night was 1-for-5, including a single that came in the ninth. And Wogu, the 23-year-old from Canada. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, misses low, count 1-0. It's Captain's defense with Valdez shaded up the middle, the second baseman, and the left side of the infield playing close to the line for Lake County. Wogu swings at the next pitch and smacks it foul right side out of play, so it's 1-1 with 2 outs here in this opening inning. Captain's got a 1-2-3 from Tommy Mace last night, and Davenport trying to replicate that here in Game 3.
He certainly is, and in terms of that Lake County defense, you were mentioning a lot of the left side of the infield really close to the line. They're really hoping that Nwogu doesn't hit something off the end of his bat, because if he does, first baseman Joe Naranjo, considerable distance to his right of the first base bag.
And that single for him last night was down the first base line, the 1-1. Fastball on the outer edge, count now at 1-2. Davenport painting the corner and getting a clap from this Classic Park crowd in it tonight. Again, Game 3, winner takes all. Davenport, the windup kick in the 1-2. Breaking ball just misses off the outer edge. So we'll do it again. Deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs here in this opening frame. No score, Cubs and Captains.
Yeah, Davenport was already making his way to the dugout there.
The right-hander with the deep breath. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Wogu with a check swing did not go around, according to Brian Van Fracken, first base umpire. Umps tonight, by the way, Joe McCarthy behind the plate, Brian Van Fracken at first, Justin Jaska at second, and Felix Neon Espinosa at third. Davenport with the payoff pitch. Wogu swings in the air to left center field. Backtracking is Cox, and that one will one-hop the wall. Cox will field it on the warning track and pick it up. Wogu slips as he crosses second base, but back into the base. It's a two-out double for Jordan Wogu, and he's now 2-for-2 against Davenport in 2022 and gives Owen Casey a shot here in the first.
Yeah, he really got into that one. Two-strike fastball, and he wasn't afraid to let it rip. Certainly did, and way into the left center gap, all the way to the wall. That's a big one if you're South Bend, and you got a runner in scoring position.
So it is Owen Casey in the left-hand batter's box. Runner on second, Wogu. Milan Tolentino for Lake County will play behind him. First pitch in the dirt, kept in front by Amditas. Count 1-0. The Captain's defense not straight away against Casey. Batting from the left side, Petey Halpin more in left center field. And Casey again in the left-hand batter's box for the Cubs. The 1-0. Fastball top of the zone, and the count now 1-1. Davenport usually misses if he's going to miss with that fastball high, but got the zone on that last offering. He looks back at the runner. Wogu with plus speed, the runner at second base. The 1-1. Fastball once again, upper third of the zone, and once again a called strike. Davenport one strike away from ending this first. The Cubs trying to strike first in this game. Again for them, last game of the season, same with Lake County in this decisive Game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series. 1-2 from Davenport. Casey launches it foul left side near the concourse area and the tents out here at Classic Park. Crowd still filing into this one. Last night, nearly 2,500 in attendance for what was Game 2. And, of course, rain may have scared some people away, but right now, no rain in the forecast. We're playing baseball. The 1-2 from Davenport. Breaking ball misses high. Count 2-2. Davenport once again motioned his body towards the Lake County dugout but did not get the call from McCarthy. So he'll once again go to the lefty Casey here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. This will be Davenport's 20th pitch of the inning. The 2-2. Casey puts it on the ground right side. Fielding with the backhand, Yordiz Valdez throws it to first in time. It's a scoreless first for Davenport. He allows the double, but nothing more. It's no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on for South Bend. Captains coming to bat when we return. Porter Hodge will take the hill for the Cubs. No score, bottom of the first we go. Midwest League Championship Series Game 3 here on WJCU.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Captains coming to bat against the 6'4 righty, 21 years old Porter Hodge. This again, Game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series. No score. Captains offense looking to change that, and here's the lineup that'll try and do so. Leading off, playing first base, Joe Naraho. Connor Cox in left field, bats second. Center fielder, Petey Halpin, batting third. Alexi Planez, right field, cleanup hitter. Shortstop, Milan Tolentino, bats fifth. Yordiz Valdez at second base, batting sixth. Mikael Ramirez behind the plate bats 7th. Christian Cairo at 3rd, batting 8th. And Mike Amditas behind the plate rounds out the order. Captain's lineup brought to you by Lakeland Community College. For why there's a house, save thousands at Lakeland while earning a degree, receiving job training, or building your career. Or start at Lakeland and transfer credits. Lakeland Community College. This is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. So it's Joe Naranjo in the left-hand batter's box. An 0-1 count. Hodge started with a fastball, and now Pablo Aliendo will jog out to him. Looks like they didn't really establish signs before getting this ball game going. Hodge, a right-hander, 6'4", 230, Salt Lake City, Utah, and he has had a tremendous year with South Bend. First start was back on July 22nd, so following the All-Star break, and he has been really phenomenal against Lake County. He went 5 innings, allowing just 1 earned run back on July 28th. Hodge, a deep breath here, the 0-1 to Naranjo. Fastball low and away, count at a ball and a strike. Now, Hodge did pitch in the Midwest League Western Championship Series. That was against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He went 4 innings, allowing 3 hits and 2 earned runs. As Hodge here hits a fastball in the outer half, count 1 ball, 2 strikes. Naranjo will ask for time. Hodge, deep breath, set at the belt. The righty with the windup kick and the 1-2. Fastball low, count 2-2 to Joe Naranjo. The most games played of any captain at 119 in the regular season. This postseason, he has been electric. 3 runs batted in his last 3 games. Hodge to 2-2. That one hits off Naranjo. Looked like that ankle, a fastball that came descending down towards him. So Joe Naranjo hit by a pitch, and that's how the captain's offense starts this evening here in Game 3.
And you may have heard a little bit of a gasp from the crowd just because, one, Naranjo was backing away from the plate and nearly fell onto his stomach, but also that ball hit so hard it flew way up into the air, probably a good 10 feet or so in the air, and it was caught on the fly by a captain in the dugout. So can't see you see a hit by pitch like that quite often, do we, John?
No, and Connor Cox in the plate, or at the plate, he got hit by a pitch yesterday. It was the first pitch to him. Here is a fastball on the outer edge, count 0-1. And it, again, as you mentioned, that deflected off that ankle and then just went high in the air. But Naranjo's okay. He stays in the game and has the lead off of first. Hodge the 0-1. Fastball low and away, count 1-1. It's no score here in Game 3 of the Midwest League Championship Series. Lake County and South Bend, pretty much the two best teams since the All-Star break, and the reason they won the second half of their division and the reason they're here still playing baseball in late September. 1-1 is a breaking ball low and inside, so the count now 2-1 on to Cox. Connor Cox thrust into this two-hole for each game of this series, had 2 hits in Game 1 and 2 hits last night. Hodge to 2-1. Fastball low inside. Count to 3-1. Right now, Hodge, not his usual command. Something worth noting, he did have 6 walks against Beloit in August 17th. And not a guy who usually has a clean outing without walks. We'll see if that gets to him tonight. 3-1. Fastball is low. Ball 4. So the captains with a similar start offensively to last night. The first 2 batters, Naranjo and Cox getting on. Naranjo to 2nd, Cox to 1st, and now Petey Halpin will come up.
And this was something that I've been harping on, just talking with people about tonight's game. What can the captains do if they want to come away with their second championship in franchise history? And I'm thinking they should get off to an early start in this one. Try to put up 2 or 3 runs early on.
Petey Halpin in the left-hand batter's box. First pitch from Hodge, a fastball low and inside, count 1-0. The third baseman for Dugo was playing in. He'll now be aligned with the base. Shortstop Made shaded up the middle. It is a 1-0 count on Halpin. Last night had the last swing for Lake County. A chance to tie, he popped it up. You know he wants to have a big moment in game number 3. The 1-0 is fouled back to the netting by the 20-year-old Halpin. Count at a ball and a strike. He started this season as a 19-year-old, Halpin the youngest player on this Lake County Captains team. First time in his pro ball career, he's amassed over 100 games, 105 played. He's been spectacular offensively and defensively all season long. The 1-1, breaking ball, called a strike on the inner half, count 1-2. Hodge, in his repertoire, has good command, a fastball that Logan mentioned in the warm-up show could hit near 96, a slider, a curve, and a changeup. Naranjo off second, Cox off first, one ball, two strikes in this first inning. No outs for the Captains, trying to get on the board. Breaking ball misses high, and the count now two balls and two strikes. Halpin with a good eye there. Not a bad pitch from Hodge, just barely missed.
That one very tempting. I mean, just above the letters into the outer part of the plate. Really, you could put a full bat extension out to get that one.
Two balls, two strikes here. Hodge, the kick and the pitch. Halpin, a chopper to the right side. It's foul. Crossing the right side of first base and out of play. It's no score here in game number three. The Midwest League Championship Series, what's at stake? Captain's second title in franchise history in the Midwest League. And for South Bend, their second title in three seasons. Hodge a look in, two balls, two strikes. Two runners on for Lake County. The offering. Halpin swings, puts it foul, left side, into the seats, out of play. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Halpin working at bats. It's what he's done all season long. One of the most disciplined hitters on Lake County throughout the regular season. Knows how to work a walk. Knows how to get on base at one point this year. A 30-game on-base streak. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Halpin down on strikes. A big cut. But Hodge with a breaking ball gets out number one. And it gives us time to tell you about South Bend's defense. In left field, it's Yohendrick Pinyongo. In center, Pete Crow Armstrong. And in right, Owen Casey. From third to first, it's Luis Verdugo, Kevin Made, Fabian Pertus, and B.J. Murray. Behind the plate is Pablo Aliendo, and on the mound, Porter Hodge. First pitch to Alexi Planez, a breaking ball outside, count 1-0. Planez last night uncharacteristically 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Each and every time he was up, he had at least one runner on. Planez has driven in the most runs in the regular season for Lake County, 63. The 1-0. Planez, a big swing and a miss. Hodge with another breaking pitch. That curveball seems to be working for Porter Hodge recently.
Yeah, it got Halpin on the inner part of the plate. Got Planez there to the outside. And that last swing, Planez not just going for a single or double.
The 1-1. Fastball hits on the outer edge. Count now at 1-2. Porter Hodge working towards 20 pitches as well. His 20th will be his next offering to the plate. He's got a one ball, two strike count, one out. Two runners on for Lake County, scoreless here in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Check swing from Planez. Did he go? No, says Brian Van Fraken over at first, the first base umpire. So we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah. Aliendo behind the plate for South Bend. He really wanted that first base umpire in Van Fraken to say he went. Popped right up out of the stance, gave a very quick point.
He's adamant. He's been great defensively. In game one and game number two, a lot of balls in the dirt that easily could have been pass balls in both games that Aliendo kept in front. Last night, he threw out one runner on two attempts, so a stolen base for Lake County in last night's game as well. Planez a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, a 2-2 pitch, and Porter Hodge has bounced back after a hit-by-pitch and a walk to get two strikeouts, both swings and misses from Halpin and Planez. So now it's up to Milan Tolentino to try and get the Captains a run here in this first. Tolentino, experience against Hodge. 1-for-2 with a double. Hodge was really strong against Lake County. Again, just 5 innings, 5 hits, and the 1 earned run allowed. He sent the belt. First pitch is past the glove of Aliendo. Hits the back wall, and both runners will advance. Naranjo's at third. Cox at second. Two runners on, two outs, and Milan Tolentino with just a single to get the Captains two runs in the inning.
And in a championship series, especially a winner-take-all game, you've got to cash in on any possible scoring chance you can get. Second and third, got to find somehow, some way to put the ball in play and get on base.
So it's a 1-0 count. Naranjo at third, Cox at second, and Tolentino at the plate. Second pitch is a breaking ball top of the zone, count 1-1. It's Hodge the righty on Tolentino the lefty. Similar to Halpin for Milan, most games he's ever played this summer in his pro ball career and his baseball life. The 1-1 from Hodge. Tolentino swings off the end of the bat in the shallow left center. Crow Armstrong will come on, and he makes the play on the move, chest high in left center. That ends the inning. Nice job by Crow Armstrong tracking down that ball. The Captains leave two runners on, two in scoring position. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We're through an inning of baseball here tonight. No score. Game three of the Midwest League Championship Series on WJCU.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captains gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captains merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Top of the second, Aaron Davenport allowed a double, but nothing more in the first. Both pitchers got into trouble, but worked out of it. No score through one. Davenport will take on 5-6-7, Luis Verdugo, PJ Murray, and Pablo Aliendo. First pitch from Davenport, a breaking ball, hitting on the outside edge. Davenport with the fastball, curve, and changeup. And for Davenport, his second start in the postseason, his second game three. 0-1 is a fastball that clips the outer edge, count it 0-2. Davenport against the Loons, 3 2/3 innings, where it was 4 hits, 4 earned runs, with 4 strikeouts. A mixed bag for Davenport. He did allow a homer. 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt, count 1-2. It's a South Bend team, by the way, that is playing just their second game, including last night, here at Classic Park. The Cubs, no, it's a hitter's ballpark, 320 down the right and left field line, 400 to straightaway center, and they'll try and fish off Davenport. Why it's surprising for Davenport, as the 1-2 comes in, and it's a chopper foul down the third base line. Davenport in the regular season, and he's the one qualified pitcher for the Captains across the Midwest League, allowed the least amount of homers, just 13 107 innings.
He's certainly not hoping to do so again tonight, and Lake County surely hoping the same. And even if you don't get too many strikeouts, you can still let your defense make plenty of plays for you.
So it's one ball, two strikes. Davenport, the pitch. Verdugo rips it back to the back wall to stay alive. For Verdugo in game number two, he had the RBI single in the seventh to give the Cubs the lead at that point. And a walk as well last night for the third baseman. Every Cubs batter from last night and the order tonight, same positions as well. Davenport with the 1-2, breaking ball high outside. It was definitely a slower windup for Davenport, maybe experimenting with something. I haven't seen that all season from Davenport. Bit of a slower delivery. We'll see what he does here. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Verdugo puts it in the air down the right field line, and it will sail foul near the tarp and out of play.
And Davenport's somebody, definitely a high motor, lots of energy and excitement. Every start that he has, I think maybe now, maybe potentially, he knows this is the biggest start of his career, just trying to compose himself, harness that energy a little bit more.
2-2 again, Davenport to Verdugo. Verdugo once more lifts it foul right side and out of play. Ball ricocheting around the seats here will be a souvenir for a fan. Again, still time to get here to Classic Park. Game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series. Winner takes all here tonight. Captains going for their second title in franchise history. The 2-2. Breaking ball high and inside. Verdugo brushed out of the right-hand batter's box. As a full count worked, that was part of South Bend's formula last night. Tommy Mace did not complete four innings, not because he wasn't effective, but because South Bend worked counts, despite Mace allowing just one earned run. 3-2 here, the pitch. Verdugo swings, line drive into left center field, a base hit. A very strong plate appearance for Luis Verdugo, as he's aboard to lead off this second. It is a scoreless second right now. No score, Captains or Cubs. It will be B.J. Murray who will come up. Murray has been a Captain's killer all season long. In this series, he has 5 hits, 2 last night, and he came around to score in the 6th, reaching after a walk. The Captain's defense will adjust accordingly with Murray batting from the left side. Tolentino, the shortstop, shaded up the middle. First pitch. Fastball inside. Amdidas has to snag it near the knee of Murray in the left-hand batter's box. And the count 1-0.
Yeah, he had to spin a little bit to his right side, almost like a pivot foot in basketball.
Davenport set at the belt. The 1-0. Fastball that misses high outside. Count 2-0. Davenport trying to compose himself here. Again, a guy who's calm, cool, and collective. University of Hawaii product and can be seen meditating before games this season. The 2-0. Fastball low, count 3-0. One of the many storylines, of course, in a baseball game, but especially in a playoff championship series game, will be who wins the walk battle. Lake County with a walk in the first from Connor Cox. Murray with a 3-0 count here, and Verdugo at first following his single. The 3-0 pitch, fastball inside, ball 4, Murray works a walk. 2 runners on, no outs to begin this top of the second for South Bend.
And that's now at least one walk in 22 of 24 starts for Aaron Davenport this year. That's been something he's consistently been trying to work on, as now pitching coach Caleb Longshore will take a trip to the mound. Entire infield will join him just to try to calm Davenport down. He has runners on the corners. But yeah, in terms of those walks, though, he seemed to really find more command in the strike zone. His previous 2 starts before that Game 3 start against the Loons, he had no walks in either. So really looking to hone in on that plate discipline and not letting pitches get away from him very often.
Now, his command has been really strong recently, and you could argue, just looking at the stats, September is best month. 7 innings, you mentioned, against the Loons on September 4th, 6 against Fort Wayne in a victory here at Classic Park, the final game. And you may remember the game that made sure that the Captains got into the postseason. And then, of course, the Game 3 start against the Loons. And this is the 3rd straight start for Aaron Davenport that's been in a pivotal moment. September 10th against Fort Wayne to clinch. 16th to move on against the Loons, and here tonight. As he comes with the first pitch, breaking ball off the plate outside, count 1-0. It's Pablo Aliendo at the plate. He's 1-for-1 against Aaron Davenport in the regular season. And the catcher getting a plate appearance here in the second. The 1-0. Breaking ball hits on the outer edge, count 1-1. The Captains had 2 runners on in the bottom of the first and did not score a run with no outs. Davenport trying to do the same to the Cubs here, with Verdugo at second and Murray at first. Davenport's 1-1. Slider in the dirt, kept in front by Amdidas, count 2-1. Davenport with a look at both runners before he gets set on the rubber. Right-hander trying to will his way to finish this inning. 2-1. And for Aliendo, rips it foul straight back over the officer's club and out of play, count 2-2. The lights are turned on, a dark navy blue sky, and you look at the sky and you think, uh-oh, there may be rain coming, but none forecasted right now, fingers crossed. Of course, it was slated to rain all day here in Eastlake, and besides a drizzle for about 5 minutes earlier this afternoon, we've been in the clear. 2-2. Fastball, called 3rd strike, top of the zone. Aaron Davenport with his 2nd strikeout and out number 1 here in the second. A nice pitch to freeze Aliendo, and it gets him an out. He'll face Yohendrick Piñango, who's coming up to the plate.
And that was a nice pitch decision there from Davenport. A lot of the breaking ball used in that at-bat against Aliendo, and after a couple of those, you're coming to expect it if you're the hitter, but then you fire in a fastball up high, and you're not quite prepared for that. No movement on there except a straight line, and a crucial first out for Davenport with runners on 1st and 2nd.
Yohendrick Piñongo in the left-hand batter's box. First pitch, Davenport with a fastball. Clips the inside corner, count 0-1. Yohendrick Piñongo last night had the hit against Jaime Arias after the Captains made that bullpen swap to put him in for the lefty versus lefty. Righty Davenport onto the lefty Piñongo here. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, Piñongo. Count 0-2. Davenport with a nod of the head. He's feeling a little more confident now, getting that fastball for a swing and miss. Verdugo off second. Murray off first. Davenport from the stretch, the right-hander, in this Game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series. Here's the 0-2. Fastball outside high, count 1-2. Good waist pitch, close, but Piñongo stayed away. For Piñongo, for South Bend, 20-year-old from Venezuela, 115 games, the most played of anybody in the Cubs lineup. He's been a star all season. Breaking ball from Davenport, misses high inside, count 2-2. Davenport wanted the call there. Piñongo moved away from the left-hand batter's box. It was close on that inner half.
Boy, that was one of the sharpest moving curveballs I've seen from Davenport all this season.
We'll see what he comes with here, the 2-2. Breaking ball again, Piñongo pops it up. Into shallow right, Naranjo, the first baseman, backtracks and makes the catch on the beginning of the outfield grass for out number two. A two important outs for Davenport, who now faces Kevin Mahde, trying to get out of this inning where, again, it started with two runners on and no outs.
Davenport staying strong, and like you said, a bit earlier in that last at-bat, kind of that little head nod, just trying to gain some more confidence, and that's what you get when you're hitting the plate and getting a lot of two-strike counts so far. And one final out here would be very nice if you're Lake County. You have South Bend leave two runners on.
It's been 24 pitches in this frame for Aaron Davenport. He's trying to leave the game scoreless. First pitch to Kevin Mahde. Fastball top of the zone. Gets the call. Count 0-1. The Captain's defense, left side of it, shifting towards the line. Third baseman Cairo playing near that line. Second baseman Valdez, not directly behind second base, but as close as he can be. The 0-1. Fastball high. Count 1-1. The outfield playing medium depth. Kevin Mahde, not a guy that you would designate as a big power threat for South Bend, but he did have a home run in game number one of this series. The 1-1. Mahde swings off the end of the bat, and it goes foul right side out of play. And a nice grab made by a fan, a souvenir for a fan here. Did you see it? I didn't see it directly there.
I did. Had the glove reach both hands just above their head and kind of fell back a little bit and made an awesome catch.
So a souvenir for a fan here at Classic Park. It's one ball, two strikes, two outs. It's a championship baseball, so you got to hold on to that.
Of course.
Not one that you easily give up to a kid, but if there's one in the area, then you got to. It's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Here, Davenport trying to work out of this inning. The pitch. Mahde swings in the air to right field. Planez moving towards the line. Makes the grab. That ends the inning. Aaron Davenport with a masterful job working out of two runners on with no outs. He gets a strikeout and two flyouts towards right field. It's no runs. One hit, no errors, and two left on for the Cubs. Inning and a half of baseball played. No score. Lake County, South Bend. You're on WJCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. 2023 Captains season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
First pitch to Yordiz Valdez, a fastball that hits at the bottom of the zone. Count 0-1. It's for Lake County. 6-7-8, beginning with Yordiz Valdez. Fastball again from Hodge. Top of the zone, count 0-2. Hodge, 25 pitches in the first, but worked out of two on with no outs to get three consecutive retired against 3-4-5 in what's been a vaunted captain's lineup. 0-2, breaking ball low inside, count 1-2. Yordiz Valdez has been the best captain average-wise in the postseason. 10 hits in 5 games played. As he swings here, chopper towards the shortstop. Made fields, and then bobbles. He cannot make the throw to first. He fielded waist high, and then that transfer from glove to hand did not work out for him. And the captains have a base runner for Valdez, who moves up from that 9 spot in the order to 6, and he's on to begin this bottom of the second.
And making an impact already, and I know that seems like a fairly routine play. You're running in, but that transition from glove to hand, it's not as easy as it looks. It's sometimes almost just a quick clap. Clap the ball to your throwing hand and make a play.
Mikael Ramirez at the plate. First pitch is a fastball bottom of the zone. Count 0-1. For Valdez, waiting the official scoring there, most likely will be an E6. The captain's still looking for that first hit. As a breaking ball, top of the zone, count 0-2. It is ruled an E6 while Valdez gets on. No score here in this bottom of the second. Captain's trying to draw first blood in this winner-take-all Midwest League Championship game, number 3. Righty on righty, the 0-2 from Hodge. Ramirez puts it on the ground. Made fields, shuffle throw to Pertus, and then the throw on the first, a double play. Inopportune time for that. It is a 6-4-3, two away, and the error like it never happened.
Yeah, and unfortunately for me, Kyle Ramirez, something that he's done quite often in the regular season, in that span, he grounded into 13 double plays, and that's unfortunately another for him, but that doesn't mean the half inning is over yet. There's only two outs. Christian Cairo potentially can get something started for the captains here.
Cairo had a hit in last night's game. First pitch, breaking ball, bottom of the zone, count 0-1. Cairo put to this 8 position in the order after batting 6 last night to put Yordiz Valdez near the top of the order, 0-1. Breaking ball top of the zone, count 0-2. The captains changing their lineup. The man on deck, Mike Amditas, will make his first plate appearance of this series in this inning if Cairo can get on. If not, we'll begin the third. But it's no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs after a 25-pitch first. Porter Hodge looking for a clean, scoreless, and efficient second. Cairo rips the 0-2 back to the netting to stay alive. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Navy blue sky, lights turned on, and a very nice crowd here at Classic Park for tonight's game. The final game, regardless of what happens, in 2022. 0-2 from Hodge, a fastball off the outer half. Count 1-2. The righty from Salt Lake City, Utah, throwing that fastball a lot. He's got the 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curve, and a change. Cairo puts it in the air down the right field line, and it will go into the seats. Giving it chase was Owen Casey. But Cairo with another foul ball, trying to extend this at bat and extend this inning for the captain's offense.
And a lot of those fly balls that go to either dead left field or dead right field, that 320-foot wall makes a lot of them look like they might go a long way.
1-2. Hodge the deep breath, the windup, kick in the pitch. Breaking ball just misses on the inside corner. Good take from Cairo. Count 2-2.
Yeah, that's a tough pitch placement. But at the same time, Cairo had to put his hands in to make a good swing, but he stays off.
2-2 pitch. Cairo swings in the air down the right field line. It will curl into the captain's bullpen out of play. Not a bad idea shooting it down the right field line. Sort of that inside-out swing that Cairo tries to perfect, putting it in the gaps, and right there almost led to an extra base hit.
And that's at least the second one of this plate appearance for Cairo, but Yeah, the first baseman in B.J. Murray continues to play a considerable distance away from that first base line.
The 2-2 from Hodge. Check swing from Cairo. Did he go? No, says Brian Van Fraken at first. So Cairo works it from 0-2 to now 3-2. This will be the ninth pitch of this at-bat. Here it comes from Hodge. Cairo swings, pops it up into the infield dirt, and a catch made by Murray on the right side, the first baseman. It ends the inning. So the Captains in that frame, no runs, no hits, one error, and none left on. Through two innings, no score, South Bend, Lake County. This is Midwest League Championship Series Baseball, game number 3 here on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Fabian Pertus, Pete Crow Armstrong, Jordan Wogu. Top of the order for South Bend, second time against Aaron Davenport, who's left three, Cubs on. First pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone, count 0-1. For Davenport, allowed a single and a walk to begin the second inning, but then got a strikeout, a pop up to first base, and then a fly out to right to leave two on. Davenport with a breaking ball misses high, so the count at a ball and a strike. The right-hander had 28 pitches in the second, 19 the first. He would like an efficient top of the third. 1-1 is a slider low and away, so the count 2-1 on to Fabian Pertus. He flew out to straightaway center to begin this ball game. And Pertus, the second baseman tonight, 22 years old from Columbia. He takes a big swing, comes up empty, count 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pertus in the leadoff spot, but in this series does not have a hit, a combined 0-9. Does have a sacrifice fly, though. The 2-2. Pertus, a chopper left side. Tolentino will field head high. A double clutch. The throw, not in time. Tolentino went back because of the bounce. He would field, but a hesitation on the throw or just making sure he possessed the ball to get it over, and that gave enough time for Pertus to get the first. Well, most likely be scoring infield single, we'll see, but he's on first to begin the inning.
Yeah, that one, a little bit hard to tell from our vantage point why exactly that occurred, because usually a double clutch or a pump fake throw like that, you're probably looking a runner back, but nobody on base, so more than likely because of the bounce or his position. But regardless, Pertus gives the Cubs an important first runner on base in this half inning.
So Pertus at first, Pete Crow Armstrong at the plate, a swing and a miss, deflection into the glove, a foul tip, count 0-1. Pete Crow Armstrong, the Cubs' number one prospect, with a 3-hit game last night, a home run in the ninth. Aaron Davenport struck him out, his first plate appearance against Dav. Pickoff throw, back in Pertus, something I'm sure South Bend well aware of. Aaron Davenport with one of the quicker moves I've seen, and Logan, I think you can attest to this as well, from a right-hander for his pickoff throw. Does it really quickly, and he's gotten his fair share of runners this season. The 0-1 from the stretch, Pete Crow Armstrong pops it up. Left side, Cairo, the third baseman, moving towards the dugout. He runs out of real estate. It bounces off the top of the dugout and out of play. By the way, we are in the third inning. Third inning of today's game brought to you by Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Meats. It's no score, Cubs and Captains, in this top of the third Midwest League Championship Series game, number three.
And if I'm not mistaken, I was in the studio when the All-Star Futures game was played, and I think Pete Crow Armstrong was one of the players mic'd up, so made a name for himself in that game as well.
Turnaround throw to first, and back in Pertus, and they're going to call a balk here. So Davenport will make his case to the home plate umpire, and Joe McCarthy, they'll have a quick conversation. This is the move that Davenport has pretty much utilized all season, and there's been a couple balks here and there. It's such a quick move that, again, sometimes thought it's a balk, and for the officiating crew tonight, they rule it a balk. So Pertus does move to second base here. By the way, he was awarded a single, an infield single, to begin this frame. So Pertus will move to second. Pete Crow Armstrong with an RBI opportunity. He faces an 0-2 from Davenport. The pitch. Check swing from Crow Armstrong did not go around. Count 1-2. Talk about the Futures game with him, Crow Armstrong. Chicago media is following every step this guy takes in the minor leagues. Again, for Chicago, they want Crow Armstrong badly at the major league level. Breaking ball high, count 2-2. Of course, he was acquired straight up for Javier Baez in a trade with the New York Mets. Baez now with the Detroit Tigers after signing for big money. And Crow Armstrong, it was straight up him and Baez. Davenport, a glance back at second, the 2-2. Breaking ball, Crow Armstrong stays away from. And the count now full. That one high arcing from Davenport. But the right-hander from Kirkland, Washington, just couldn't get the call. So it's 3-2, no outs. Runner on second, Pertus. We're here in the top of the third. Crow Armstrong will call time. And going back to second, Pertus. Still 3-2.
And I don't blame Crow Armstrong for doing that. It's something that Aaron Davenport has showcased this entire season. Just a fairly quick pace, even with a pitch clock. It certainly doesn't seem to be affecting him very much, unless it's making him throw a lot quicker than usual.
The payoff pitch. Crow Armstrong, chopper right side. Naraho breaks in, fields ankle high, and will step on first base for out number one. Crow Armstrong does move Pertus to third base, so as effective as a sacrifice bunt, what is a ground out to first. So there's one away. Jordan Wogu, who has the double here today, will get a second plate appearance. The Cubs with 3 hits overall. And, again, no runs in this frame, in this game at all. So the runner on third, Pertus, infield for Lake County, will come in this spot. Jordan Wogu at the plate. First pitch from Davenport, a high fastball, count 1-0. For Davenport, his next pitch will be pitch number 60 overall. The Cubs trying to work another long inning against Lake County's righty. The 1-0. Breaking ball, low, count 2-0. The captain's infield is Cairo, third base, Milan Tolentino, shortstop, Yordiz Valdez at second, and Joe Naraho at first, all playing near the infield grass. The 2-0, fastball, and it pierces the outer half, count 2-1. Outfield playing back because they're respecting Wogu's pop and Wogu's power. And Wogu had, in the regular season, 15 home runs. The 2-1 from Davenport. Fastball low and away, count 3-1. You don't want to walk if you're Davenport here and give Wogu the free pass, but Owen Casey, he did retire where Wogu had the double in the first. As Mike Amditis behind home plate calls time. Pitch clock will reset. Davenport's ready to go, though, and his 3-1. Breaking ball off the plate outside for ball four. Second walk for Aaron Davenport, second runner to reach. It will be runners on the corners. One out, and Owen Casey, the cleanup hitter, stepping up.
Yeah, and you were mentioning the outfield playing back with Nwogu. Had a rocket of a double in a deep left center field, and you get him on base. And Owen Casey, definitely not somebody you want up with runners on base. He has taken advantage of that plenty. In the regular season, had 58 RBI for South Bend.
And he will step up in this spot. Caleb Longstroh will once again come out of the dugout, talk with his team, and the infield catcher Mike Amptidis, and of course the righty Aaron Davenport. Of course, Davenport, no stranger to this spot. We mentioned earlier on the broadcast the 2021 sixth-round pick of the Guardians pitched in game number 3 in the Eastern Championship Series, 3 2/3, 4 earned runs there. And then in the game, the Captains clinched a postseason spot on September 10th. He went 6 innings against Fort Wayne here at Classic Park, allowing 3 hits, 2 runs, with 8 strikeouts. The big number, though, in both of those, just 2 combined walks. He's got 2 walks here tonight.
And certainly not hoping for any more, as he already does have runners on the corners in this spot. An ideal situation, obviously getting a strikeout is great, but if you can get a ground ball somewhere in the middle infield, try to turn an inning-ending double play if you're Lake County.
Casey, the lefty, Davenport, the righty, runners on the corners. The first pitch is low, inside, count 1-0. Davenport trying to find the zone here. The Cubs trying to get on the board and draw first blood here in this championship series, game number 3, winner take all. The 1-0. Fastball low inside, count 2-0. South Bend will, similar to Lake County, up and down the order, not a lot of guys chasing pitches. You have to really hit the zone or make it really deceptive. And for Davenport right now, falls again behind a hitter, 2-0 to Owen Casey. The 2-0 offering. Casey swings, lifts it left side. It's foul, heading towards the concourse and out of play. The Captain's bullpen stirring right now. No one currently getting loose at the moment. Just a couple guys around there stretching. Raymond Burgos expected for Lake County to be thrusted into this game at some point tonight, and they may go with him first out of the pen tonight. 2-1. Breaking ball misses high, count 3-1. Davenport wipes away some sweat from his cheek. He will come with a 3-1 pitch in danger of walking another batter and loading the bases for Luis Verdugo, who already has a single here tonight. Davenport set at the belt, the 3-1. Runner takes off. Casey swings and crushes it to deep right field. If it stays fair, it's gone. It's out of here. An absolute missile from Owen Casey. It's a 3-run shot for the South Bend Cubs. And it gives them the first 3 runs of this ball game here in the third.
Yeah, he had 11 of those in the regular season. And boy, did he show why that. Easily one of the hardest hit balls to right field that I've seen this season here at Classic Park. There was no doubt about that one as soon as it left the bat. Very fast swing, and it was that inner part of the plate. Davenport was attacking that often and early in that at-bat, and Casey finally found one he liked. 3-0 South Bend.
Luis Verdugo now at the plate. First pitch from Davenport misses high, count 1-0. We alluded to it earlier, Davenport not allowing a lot of home runs, the least amount of any captain starter. 13 through 107 innings in the regular season, but one here to Casey. As Verdugo swings in the air to right center field, moving towards the track and making the grab Halpin, and there's out number 2. Hey, next year, remember, for Lake County, if you come to a home game, and we hope you will, you got to flip over that ticket for details on a Moe's Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of 2 regular drinks. Valid at participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, South Euclid. So for Davenport, now trying to finish 3 innings, he will take on B.J. Murray. First pitch, breaking ball high, and the count 1-0. A 3-run shot from Owen Casey, the right fielder. The difference in this one, 3-0 South Bend. The county work to do offensively. 1-0. Murray swings in the air to deep right. It will curl foul to the right side, and that one was hit a long way as well, heading towards the clubhouse that are behind the wall here in Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. And that one from Murray, if it was fair, it would have been another no-doubter.
Yeah, that one looked very, very similar. Just thankfully for the Captains, it curled to the right at the last second.
Davenport comes back with a breaking pitch, hits on the outer half, count 1-2-2. Davenport sent above the belt, the right-hander, again, roughed up in this inning, trying to finish strong. Murray swings at the 1-2, chops it foul, right side, down the first baseline. It's another long inning for Davenport, 25 pitches thrown. And it is for Lake County Raymond Burgos, who's up in the pen. It's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Davenport to Murray. The righty with the windup, kicking the pitch. Breaking ball low inside. The inning continues, count 2-2. Davenport, the deep breath. The righty, the stare into Amditas. The 2-2. Murray stays away, count full. Murray did walk the first time he was up, that in the second. Davenport worked out of that jam, stranding two. Could not in this third. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. Murray swings, line drive into left field. Cox will break in, but the ball will one-hop his glove. It's a base hit for Murray. B.J. Murray continues to do damage in this series, now with six hits midway through this game three, and manager Greg DeCenzo will come out for Lake County, and Raymond Burgos will come in. It's the end of Aaron Davenport's day.
Yeah, a tough one for him, unfortunately. He did have a fairly solid first two innings, but just in this third, had two runners get on base, and then Owen Casey with a missile of a home run to right field, but still lots of baseball left in this one. Nowhere near over.
Absolutely, as Davenport does get a clap from this captain's crown, who have watched him pitch tremendously all season long. The captains will go to Burgos, Raymond Burgos, to enter. The left-hander will step aside. It's South Bend 3, Lake County nothing, top of the third, in Game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series here on WJCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Pablo Aliendo will come on to bat. Raymond Burgos will come on to pitch. The captain's down 3-0 following a three-run homer for Owen Casey. Raymond Burgos will make his third appearance here in the postseason. The lefty's first pitch, fastball high, count 1-0. Burgos, three innings in game number one against these Cubs, one hit allowed, no earned runs, and three strikeouts. He helped the captains to a game one victory, 11-8. The 1-0. Breaking ball low, count 2-0. What was a shootout? Burgos added that consistency, putting zeros in a row on the board for the opponent, and let Lake County grow their lead and eventually take the win. Same thing here for Burgos, the 2-0. Fastball, top of the zone, count 2-1. He may be tasked not just for this, to complete this inning, but maybe go two, potentially three in relief. Burgos in that last appearance, again, three innings and three strikeouts. The 2-1. Fastball low inside, count 3-1. Aliendo struck out against Davenport, trying to get on first at bat against Burgos.
Yeah, he's somebody, if you need him to, can give you about 3 to 4 solid innings of relief, and the longest tenure captain on this roster, he knows this team very well.
3-1, Aliendo swings in the air to deep left center, Halpin racing back, looking up, and that one's gone. It's on the lawn, two home runs in the inning for the South Bend Cubs. Pablo Aliendo with the blast for South Bend. It's now 5-0 Cubs. They had five runs in an inning in game one, and they've replicated it here in game number three with a five-run third here tonight.
Yeah, and some of the South Bend faithful here in Eastlake, they very much supporting their team. And again, I know it's 5-0, but like you alluded to, John, it's been seen in this series, no lead is safe.
Nope.
And there's plenty of baseball left to go. You just got to get this final out of this top of the third and just get your bearings. You're not going to get five runs in one swing. You just got to take it one pitch at a time and keep your composure. A lot of baseball left in this one.
You know, Hendrick Piñango will be the batter here, lefty on lefty. Burgos to Piñango, the 1-0. Fouled back to the netting count, 1-1. And you say that, and again, it paid true. It paid dividends for Lake County. They would score 5 in the fourth after South Bend scored 5 in the second in game number one in what turned out to be an 11-8 win, a shootout victory. So this game, as Logan mentioned, far from over. Breaking ball count 2-1, and again, would we maybe be saying something similar along those lines if that captain thing come back in game one? Possibly. But we've seen it, case in point, a lot of times this year, never say die attitude for this captain's team. Piñango lifts a 2-1 into shallow right. Valdez, the second baseman, backtracks. He's under it, moves to his right, and secures it. And that's the final out of this inning. An inning that the captains want to forget. They'll have to dig out of it. It is a 5-run inning for the South Bend Cubs on, in total, 4 hits, no errors, and none left on. Jake Volnick's down the dugout. He's feeling the atmosphere down there. It was high intensity to begin this game. We'll go down to Jake for an update here in the middle of the third.
Delay there, guys. While you're focused on the players on the field, I'm focused on the guys here in the dugout. That 1-5, of course, is a lead that we've come back from before. We saw it in game one of this series. Now, these boys ran 1-5-0. They rallied back and won that game 11-8. Guys loudest here are actually the ones not currently fighting. I'm looking at the likes of Cesar Drogo, Corbin Collins, and Aaron Bracho. Constantly sitting at the top step of this dugout, the words that they're giving, words of encouragement to their teammates. Vamos, vamos, come on, let's go, get loud, get ready. We're still in this. That's the kinds of things that these guys are focused on, making an impact. While they're not in the lineup quite yet today, of course, always ready to strike with their opportunity. Seen a couple of them, bats in their hand, gloves in their hand. Another note, Rodney Boone came out of the dugout and moved to the bullpen. A possible thing, look at there. Send it back to you guys.
Thank you, Jake. And that, towards the tail end, a very good observation. Rodney Boone moving towards that pen. We use hashtag all hands on deck here with Lake County on social media because it's a good phrase, and it's what this captain's team has to be tonight, the 1-0. Fastball hits on the outside corner, count 1-1. And, of course, again, this is the Midwest League title, an important game. You don't want to blow out anyone's arms. These are all top prospects on both sides. But also, you want to win, build that winning culture, and the captains may throw an arm that's on a bit of shorter rest. We've seen relief appearances from starters in this postseason already, and Rodney Boone is in the bullpen, not warming up currently. As Mike Amditas swings and puts the ball into left center field, the captain's first hit. He takes the round towards first. He'll come into second and slide in before the throw. It's a base hit, a double for Mike Amditas. He hasn't played since game one of the Eastern League Championship Series. First at bat here, first swing, and it's a double.
Hey, he's doing whatever he can to help out this team, and that's what you needed. You needed a hit. You know you needed one to obviously get on the board and start to get things going, and that's what he did. That was a nice fluid swing, made solid contact with the barrel of the bat, and put it into that left center gap that Nwogu of South Bend exposed already. And already a runner in scoring position for Lake County.
Joe Naranjo swings at the first pitch. A chopper that will break both the second baseman and the shortstop. Splits them both. Amditas will come around and score. So Joe Naranjo with a base hit here. It's his fourth game in a row with an RBI. An RBI single. And it's now 5-1. South Bend still ahead, but the captains getting a run with no outs to begin this bottom of the third.
That's what you got to do. Just find a pitch you like, get a good swing into it, and everything else will fall into place. He couldn't have put that more so directly in between Made and Pertuz if he tried. Those two split each other pretty much symmetrically.
As Connor Cox swings at the first pitch and puts it down the third baseline, it's a fair ball. Picking it up, Piñango, the left fielder, is thrown to third, not in time. Naranjo beats that throw. Connor Cox with a double. Three straight hits for the Lake County Captains, never say die, and it's right now a great start. They're looking to get all five back in this frame. It's now Naraho at third, Cox at second, and Petey Halpin who will step up. In response, South Bend will bring out pitching coach Tony Gagul, and he will talk with his infield, his catcher, and his pitcher, Porter Hodge.
You talk about a rally. I think that's back-to-back at bats. It's a first-pitch swing. No time to waste. If you like it as soon as it's there, go for it, because you may not see a pitch like that again. And the home crowd really getting into it as well for this Lake County side, and obviously knowing what is at stake. But here, if you're Petey Halpin, you want to get something in play, even if it's just a fly ball, something into the outfield, because that would certainly be enough for Joe Naranjo to score. But again, if he decides to take that same approach, if that first pitch is there for him, go ahead and go for it, because you may not see it again all night.
And that's what the Captains have just done. Two first pitch swings. The reason Naranjo's at third, Cox is at second, the Captains down four, but on the doorstep of more runs and to pull this game closer. Halpin, a first pitch swing and a miss, count 0-1. The Cubs put up five runs on two big home runs in the top of the third. Lake County trying to respond. Two runners in scoring position, no outs, and Petey Halpin at the dish. The 0-1. Halpin swings, line drive, caught by a leaping Made, the shortstop. Nice play by him, moving to his right and robbing Halpin of what would have been, if it got over the glove of Made, a two-run single.
What a fantastic play from Made. That wasn't just a half jump, a half effort play. He had to really get into that with his legs, jump about full extension and reach his arms up into the air just to be able to get to that one. And well done.
Porter Hodge, first pitch here in the dirt to Alexri Planez. Planez once again tonight, like every plate appearance last night, runners were on. Two in scoring position here. Planez, the leading RBI getter for Lake County. Game number two, 0 for 4 and 0 for 1 here tonight. He's looking to change that here. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Planez, count 1-1. His numbers have been so drastic with runners in scoring position. They've been tremendous in the regular season. We've mentioned what he's done with the bases loaded, two grand slams, and 15 total RBI. Here with two runners in scoring position, a single could pull this game within two. The 1-1. Breaking ball, it's off the glove of Aliendo, will roll to the right side back wall, scoring. Joe Naraho, Cox moves to third, and the Captains get their second run of the game, second run of the inning. It's now 5-2 South Bend in this bottom of the third.
And that's some smart heads-up base running from Naranjo. He sees it get away, and he was intent on looking at home plate right there. In case something like that happened, it did, and another run for Lake County, and the runner on second now moves to third.
Two balls, one strike, the count to Planez. Hodges pitch. Planez rips it foul right side into the sweets and out of play. South Bend's dugout was feeling it. They were electric in that top of the third. Lake County now feeling that momentum, feeling that energy. Two runs on three hits in the game and in this inning. Hodge the 2-2. Breaking ball, Planez swings and pops it up. It's on the third baseline. Catcher Aliendo looks for it and makes the grab in foul territory. Left side of the third baseline for out number two. An important out for Hodge, who's trying to complete three and keep it a 5-2 game.
Yeah, Plana seemed to be expecting a fastball there. Very fast swing. Just got a hold of that one a little bit too early. Got a little bit under it. And nice play from Aliendo behind the dish to move to his left and get the second out of this inning.
So now it's Milan Tolentino with Connor Cox with a big lead off third. First pitch swinging, Tolentino ripped into right center field, a base hit. Cox will score, the Captains pull within two. It's now 5-3 South Bend, a three-run inning for Lake County.
Yeah, did we mention that first pitch approach already for Lake County? Because it just happened again. Tolentino saw what he liked from Hodge and no time to waste. And again, that's a swing where a home run is great, don't get me wrong. That is what you really want to do if you can get to it, but a fluid swing just puts one in the outfield.
As the pitch is off the glove of Aliendo, but does not go enough away from him for Tolentino to advance. Count 1-0 because the pitch missed. Yordiz Valdez is at the plate. He grounded to Kevin Made, who committed an error. A double play would take Valdez off the base pads, but he's 0-for-1 reaching on an E6. Milan Tolentino, the runner at first, 1-0 count, and Valdez does represent the tying run. Breaking ball here, misses low, count 2-0. As crazy as that sounds, after what is a 5-run inning for South Bend, Lake County responds with a 3-run inning of their own here in this bottom of the third. The 2-0 from Hodge. Valdez chops it foul into the netting right side, count 2-1. Again, never say die for Lake County, never out of a ball game, and we may have another shootout tonight here in game number 3. Already 8 combined runs, 10 combined hits. The 2-1. Hodge with a breaking ball off the plate outside, count 3-1. Hodge a little more careful with his pitches because he was throwing pitches that the captain's hitters jumped on. First pitch swinging in this inning for 3 of their 4 hits. The 3-1 does not come yet. It's a pickoff throw to first. Tolentino back in with a head-first slide. It was a close call, but Tolentino, the leader in the clubhouse and stolen bases, back in safely. You know he'll increase that lead trying to get to second. 3-1. Valdez puts it in the air. Foul. Left side over the sweets. Count full.
True payoff pitch on its way to Yordi's Valdez. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs.
Tolentino will be going. The runner off first. Hodge trying to limit the damage. It's been damage in this inning. Tolentino takes off. The payoff pitch is fouled back by Valdez to the back netting. Lake County with all of their runs, all of their hits in this frame. Getting right back into this game, which right now for South Bend, relying on their starter and Hodge, but like Lake County, may have to turn to their bullpen sooner rather than later. Right-hander in Hodge. In the South Bend regular season, the most earned runs he allowed in a game, 3. That's what he's allowed so far tonight. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Hodge set at the belt, the deep breath, and the payoff. Valdez fouls it off his front ankle. That looks painful. He'll hop around for a bit, but he'll stay in for another payoff pitch.
Yeah, he really got into that one, and thankfully a bit of a bounce before it got into his ankle, so not going to hurt as bad as it would right on a line, but yeah, definitely has to take some time, step into the grass to his right, and just make sure he's all good, and he certainly is. He's set in the box already.
So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Tolentino, the runner off first, increases that lead, will be going. The payoff pitch. Valdez swings in the air to right. Right fielder Casey will move in a couple steps. He's under it, makes the grab. That ends the inning. So the Lake County Captains with a response. They put up 3 runs on a total of 4 hits. No errors. Leave 1 on. But we got a ball game, folks. Through the first 3 innings, it's South Bend 5, Lake County 3. Raymond Burgos back on the hill for the Captains to begin the 4th. Game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series here on WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Top of the fourth, 9-1-2 for South Bend, and for Lake County it will be Raymond Burgos to begin the inning. Burgos would allow the 2-run homer run he inherited, and then a run he gave up. Got to pop out the second to end what was a five-run third inning for South Bend. Mane swings at the first pitch in the air. High fly ball to right. Under it, Planez. Two-hand grab. He makes the catch. And there's out number one.
And for the final time of the 2022 season, this fourth inning of Captain's Baseball is brought to you by Meritech. If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple. Empower your business, empower your future with Meritech.
Top of the order for the third time for South Bend, Fabian Pertus at the plate. Lefty on righty, first pitch. Burgos with a fastball on the outer edge, count 0-1. That home run from Burgos, the one earned run to him, his first one allowed in the postseason, and first one allowed since September 1st. Through four outings, he has been dominant. Breaking ball, Pertus well out in front, count 0-2. The left-hander Burgos from Puerto Rico has been phenomenal this season, posting a 2.08 ERA through 65 innings. The 0-2, breaking ball outside, count 1-2. Pertus would lead off that third inning. The third inning with five runs scored, he would single and score on the Owen Casey three-run homer into the night sky. The 1-2. Pertus stays away from a breaking ball with a whole ton of movement. I don't know how he stayed away from that one. It was coming in towards his hands, but originally started what a pitch would have been missing outside. So great movement there from the lefty. 2-2. The pitch. Curveball outside high, count full. Burgos on to Fabian Pertus. It is 5-3 South Bend here in this top of the fourth. Burgos to payoff. Fastball low, ball four. Pertus gets on for the second time here tonight. Another walk, and that for South Bend, their third here this evening. So it sets up Pete Crow Armstrong, who is 0-2, coming off his three-hit performance last night. Struck out and grounded out to first so far here this evening. The captain's defense will adjust accordingly to Crow Armstrong. Cairo, the third baseman, will play in just behind the third base or the infield grass. Shortstop Tolentino near the middle. First pitch from Burgos. The lefty misses low outside, count 1-0. The captain's bullpen right now, no one currently warming. Burgos giving two innings, potentially three, would be best case scenario for the captains. And then from there, we'll see. The 1-0. Crow Armstrong, a high chopper, foul down the first baseline, count 1-1. Burgos trusted in this spot and trusted in a high leverage spot that the captains didn't want so early in this game, although you could argue in a postseason game every pitch matters, but for Burgos trying to keep the ship steady for the captains and put some zeros up in these middle innings so this captain's offense, which already a good job getting back into this one, can continue to do so. 1-1, 1-out, Burgos the pitch. Breaking ball, Crow Armstrong well out in front, count 1-2. So it's 1-2, 1-out. Pertus, the runner, on first. Naraho, the first baseman, holding him. Burgos is offering. Crow Armstrong out in front of it. Frustrated as he takes a swing and a miss. Raymond Burgos with his first strikeout and out number two here in the top of the fourth.
Yeah, he was reaching for that one way to the outside. And it's that breaking ball up high. Those last couple of pitches from Burgos were just that. And that looks pretty easy to hit. It's not coming in nearly as fast, but that movement at the end got Crow Armstrong spinning a little bit.
Jordan Wogu swings at the first pitch, puts it to the right side, foul out of play near the picnic tables here at Classic Park. Of course, tonight, the final game of the season, Midwest League Championship game number 3. 1-1, both teams, 3-2 this postseason. The winner tonight, a champion. As Wogu slams it foul right side, pretty much same spot near those tables, out of play, and the count 0-2. 2-2. Raymond Burgos trying for a scoreless frame. Runner on first to worry about in Pertus. Here's the 0-2. Half swing from Wogu, pops it up right side of the infield. Naraho calls off Valdez and makes the grab chest high near the right field foul line. It ends the inning. Raymond Burgos allows no runs, no hits, no errors, and leaves one on. Bottom of the fourth we go. 5-3 South Bend. Lake County will have 7-8-9 when we return here on WJCU.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captain's game with a Captain's Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
'23 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Seven, eight, nine for Lake County to begin this bottom of the fourth. Porter Hodge still on for South Bend. He comes with a first pitch breaking ball high, count 1-0. He allowed four hits, three runs, his total through three, but in one inning, the Captains back into this one. We're here in the bottom of the fourth, and it's a 5-3 score. Mikael Ramirez grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the second. 1-1 from Hodge. Ramirez out in front, count 1-2. Mikael Ramirez getting the start behind the plate for what is a fifth consecutive postseason game. Or I should say, excuse me, the DH tonight. But playing in his fifth consecutive postseason game. It's Mike Amditas behind the plate. The 1-2. Fastball outside high count. 2-2. And for Mikael Ramirez, he's had a really big postseason. He would like his regular season numbers higher, but came in just a shade under 300 here this evening in the postseason. 2-2. Breaking ball low, and the count now full to Ramirez. Porter Hodge, again, getting this fourth, and his pitch count, yeah, warrants that, but the Captains got to him in that third. Payoff pitch here. Slider inside. Ramirez works a walk. So Mikael Ramirez with the base on balls. Second walk for Lake County here tonight. Ramirez will jog to the base, and it sets up Christian Cairo with a runner on. Cairo represents the tying run.
Yeah, that's something you can't help but mention. The tying run is at the plate. But the approach that the Captains were taking in the bottom of the third, of course they were getting good swings in, but not necessarily going for the long ball, but wouldn't be a problem here.
First pitch, curveball, called strike on the outer half, count 0-1. Cairo at the plate, he popped up to first base to end the second inning. Hodges' quickest inning, 16 pitches in that one. The 0-1. Cairo swings here in the air to right center. Moving to his left, Crow Armstrong. He's under it, makes the grab. There's out number one here in the bottom of the fourth. It is time for the Midwest League scoreboard presented by University Hospitals. It's the Midwest League Championship. It's South Bend, 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Lake County, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, presented by University Hospitals. Mike Amditas will come to the plate now. He doubled to begin that third inning. First pitch he sees here, breaking ball inside, count 1-0.
I was going to say a nice transition for that scoreboard to be, well, I have the Midwest League scoreboard. I'm looking at it.
Right in front of me. I can't miss it. It's out in right center. The 1-0. Slider low and away, count 2-0. South Bend's bullpen still vacant. Relying with Hodge here. Right-hander has been big all season long, 21-year-old, trying to give the Cubs a title. 2-0. Check swing from Amditas, doesn't matter. It's a called strike, bottom of the zone, count 2-1.
I know this isn't Midwest League, but single-A Lynchburg,
bowing out of the Carolina League Championship Series last night, falling 6-2, but great season from them regardless.
The 2-1. Fastball low and away, count 3-1. Columbus still going for the AAA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Akron's season ended on Sunday despite finishing 19 games over 500. The 3-1. Amdidas puts it on the ground left side. Mate Field moving to his right, goes to second for one on the first. An impressive made double play. Mate Pertus Murray, 6-4-3. It concludes this bottom of the fourth. Lake County with no runs, no hits, no errors, and after the double play, none left on. It is 5-3 South Bend through 4. Burgos, another inning for Lake County when we return here on WGCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and Specialty Sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the fifth, Burgos will take on Owen Casey, Luis Verdugo, B.J. Murray, 4-5-6. Breaking ball from Burgos rides high, count 1-0. Casey started the scoring in this game with a three-run blast to deep right. It was hit a long way, Casey's first homer of the postseason. 1-0. Breaking ball outside, count 2-0. He mashed quite a lot in the regular season, 11-58 runs batted in, and he took Aaron Davenport deep in the third. 2-0. Fastball inside, high count, 3-0. It's a 5-3 South Bend lead here in this top of the fifth. The Cubs putting up 5 in the top of the third. The Captains responding with 3 of their own in the bottom of the third. Burgos 3-0 to Casey here. Comes with a fastball. It sails high. It's a 4-pitch walk. Burgos to Casey. And Owen Casey on for the second time tonight. Lake County does have a right-hander getting loose in the pen. Appears to be Jordan Jones, based on, of course, those sleeves he wears every single relief appearance, and, of course, throwing from the right side as well. Jordan Jones last appeared in Game 1. Luis Verdugo's 1-for-2. He's at the plate. Burgos righty Verdugo, first pitch. Fastball high. It's 5 balls to begin Burgos' fifth inning.
And just got a closer look at the bullpen. You called it, John. Indeed, Jordan Jones.
Valdez, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. The 1-0 from Burgos. Fastball, a called strike, top of the zone, count 1-1. Verdugo with the single in the second, flew out to center in the third. Playing third base tonight for South Bend. Burgos, a glance over to first, the 1-1. Breaking ball, misses off the plate outside, count 2-1. Burgos up past 30 pitches, the reason Jones is up, Lake County using another arm that they use in usually late-game situations here in these middle innings. The 2-1. Fastball high outside, count 3-1. Raymond Burgos trying to avoid 2 walks to begin this top of the fifth. Really disciplined South Bend Cub team here tonight. And all season long, there's a reason that both these squads are still playing baseball. The 3-1. Verdugo lifts it in the air to center. Halpin racing back. He's at the track. Looks up, and that one is gone. Luis Verdugo, a home run to straightaway center field where not too many players put it out here at Classic Park. It is the third home run of the night for the South Bend Cubs, and it increases their lead to 7-3 here in the fifth.
Yeah, that dead center, farthest dimension in the ballpark, it's 400 feet, and that one probably had to go at least 420 feet. Halpin ran all the way to the wall, and no shot at jumping up to make a catch, and it's unfortunately going to bring an end to the night of Raymond Burgos as Lake County now trails 7-3.
Yeah, Jordan Jones will come on, and Burgos, again, he gave everything he had, pitched last on Sunday, pitching here tonight on Wednesday, and it was solid, a scoreless fourth, but two runs allowed in this fifth. It's Jones, the righty, who will come on. It's a four-run deficit. Jones with no outs and a clean slate. He'll face 6-7-8 with no outs and no runners on. This is the Midwest League Championship. It is game number three, winner takes all, here on WJCU.
2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Jordan Jones on the hill for Lake County, trying as a reliever to add some relief to this captain's team and to the roster here in this game. Thrust it into a 7-3 spot at South Bend 7, Lake County 3, top of the fifth. A two-run homer for Luis Verdugo to straightaway center to add to this Cubs lead. It's B.J. Murray at the plate who singled in what was a five-run third for South Bend. Jones' first pitch to him. Murray swings at it. In the air to left, Connor Cox moves to his right, the left fielder. Couple steps over, makes the grab head high, and there is out number one here in the fifth.
John, I've asked you so many times, and I know you love every time I do. It's
yeah,
the last
course.
Time we can do it this season. Do you love to save money?
I do.
Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences?
Who doesn't?
Well, Discount Drug Mart has you covered with the Courtesy Plus card. Pick up a Courtesy Plus card at Discount Drug Mart, register it at discount-drugmart.com, and then start using it. It's that easy. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Pablo Aliendo with a big swing and a miss. Jordan Jones with a breaking ball and the count 0-1. Aliendo mashed a two-run homer to left center field. One of the three hit for the Cubs here tonight. It's 0-1, one out. Jones the righty, Aliendo the righty, the pitch. Fastball inside, count 1-1. Pablo Aliendo, 21-year-old from Venezuela. These teams have so many similarities, one being both are extremely young. A lot of low-A additions on both sides. The 1-1 breaking ball is low and away, count 2-1. And a lot of youth. And a stacked farm system for both teams, the Guardians and the Cubs. And you're seeing that display, or hearing that display here on WGCU. 2-1. Aliendo puts it into center field. Halpin will take a couple steps back, makes the grab, and there's out number two, a flyout to center after a flyout from left. Cubs putting it and hitting it hard, but it dying. Jordan Jones getting the flyout out for his two first retire.
Yeah, that sometimes as a pitcher, if that's the way you're going to get your outs, you take it. I mean, you're going for strikeouts, trying to make the hitters miss and let pitches go by, but if your defense can put in some great work behind you, feel free.
Yohendrick Piñango takes a swing at the first pitch down the left field line. Cox moving to his right in the bullpen and makes the grab atop the bullpen mound. That ends the inning. Nice range showed by Connor Cox. He makes the grab, and it's three straight flyouts. Jordan Jones after coming in, retires the first three he faces. In that inning, though, it's two runs on one hit, the two-run shot from Verdugo, no errors, and none left on. Halfway point of the ball game, South Bend 7, Lake County 3. Here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Joe Naraho at the plate, swings at the second pitch and lines it up the middle for a base hit and a quick start to this bottom of the fifth where the Captains find themselves down. Excuse me, by the way, I looked down. Naraho, for some reason, tried to extend it to a double and he was thrown out by Pete Crow Armstrong. The tag applied by Pertus. I was ready to score it in my book. Naraho decided to try and take second and it backfired. There's one away. Naraho trying to extend a single into a double.
Yeah, I know the Captains, especially late in the season, they would like to take that aggressive base-running approach, just trying to get an extra base whenever you can, but that one, a bit debatable in the shallow center field, just unfortunately not able to get there in time.
Breaking ball misses low and away, count 1-0. It was the Midwest League Player of the Month of August, Pete Crow Armstrong, out in center field. Connor Cox at the plate, he's 1-for-1 tonight, takes a breaking ball low, count 2-0. It's still, by the way, Porter Hodge on the hill. The Cubs getting a right-hander loose right now, but they would love five from Hodge. Despite that three-run third, he's been solid. 2-0. Fastball on the outer half, count 2-1. Of course, allowed the hit to Naraho to begin this inning, but the first, second, and fourth, no runs, no hits. The 2-1 from Hodge. Cox a swing and a miss, count 2-2. It is seven runs on seven hits, an error for South Bend. Lake County, three runs on five hits. And no errors. We're in the bottom of the fifth of the Midwest League Championship Series game number 3. The winner, Midwest League champion, and the loser, 130-plus games played. They go to the final day, but will walk away empty-handed. It's 2-2, 1-out. Cox in the right-hand batter's box. Hodge, the right-hander on the hill. 2-2, the pitch. Breaking ball high, count 3-2. Connor Cox trying to bring a spark plug to this offense. He doubled and would score in the third. He walked in the first. One of three left on for Lake County through the first four. He calls time outside the right-hand batter's box. Hodge right now at 82 pitches thrown. The payoff pitch here. Ooh, it hits Cox. That one right off the elbow. It's the second straight game Connor Cox has been hit by a pitch and probably heard the ricochet there on that pad on the elbow that came up and in. Cox okay, and he's aboard for the third time tonight.
Well, he certainly wears that left elbow guard for a reason, and not just a second straight game and night with a hit by pitch. It's a second night with a hit by pitch off that elbow guard, so that's certainly getting its money's worth.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As Cox takes the lead off first, Hodge's pitch to Halpin here. He swings at the first pitch, chops it foul down the first base line. The Captains taking advantage of the first pitch in that third inning, responsible for three of their four hits in that frame, and Halpin with the same idea. He lined out to short on a, by the way, underrated, just looking at how this game has unfolded so far, catch on a line drive made by Kevin Maddock. The 0-1 from Hodge. Halpin a swing and a miss, count 0-2. Hodge velocity still rearing that fastball back and throwing with a lot of authority tonight. 86 pitches for the righty, with a righty up in the South Bend bullpen. 0-2 from Hodge. Halpin puts it in the air down the left field line, moving towards the line, Pinyango, and he will make the grab, entering foul territory. Bullpen catcher had to get out of the way for the South Bend Cubs, but Halpin 0-for-3, that a flyout to left.
And it's easy to look back at plays in retrospect, but that foul out there by Halpin, it has you with two outs and a runner on first. You just can't help but think back, if Naranjo doesn't try to extend that hit in the shallow center, you have first and second with only one out.
Luxury Plana swings at the first pitch, pops it up into shallow right. Backtracking the second baseman per two, sees under it, and it ends the inning. The South Bend Cubs get five innings from Porter Hodge here tonight. He allows three runs and five hits, his team up four. For Lake County, no runs, one hit, no error, and one left on. We go to the sixth, 7-3 Cubs.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the sixth, there'll be 9-1-2 for the South Bend Cubs. Jordan Jones got three straight outs on six pitches thrown to end the fifth. Made lunges at the first pitch and lofts it foul near the Cubs bullpen, count 0-1. Jones came on for Burgos, who allowed the two-run homer to begin the fifth, getting three flyouts, and Jones, again, trying to add those zeros on the scoreboard and help Lake County get back into this one. They're down 4-7-3 South Bend, top of the sixth. Winner takes all tonight, game three in the Midwest League Championship Series. The 0-1. Made out in front, count 0-2. Big cut comes up empty against the righty and Jordan Jones. Another Washington native, Seattle, Washington for Jones, and he's had a pretty solid year with Lake County. He had a stint in Akron this year before coming back down to help the Captains with this playoff push. Made swings in 0-2, gets under it. It's on the infield grass. Naranjo looks for it, makes the grab, and there's out number one here in the sixth.
That's now four straight flyouts drawn by Jordan Jones. You got to take the outs any way you can get them. I know it's something I've said multiple times tonight, but especially in this situation, you want to get out of these half innings as soon as you can.
The right-hander Jones, fastball, slider, and a curve, 24 years old. 2019 16th round pick of the Guardians. First pitch here to Pertus. Chopper left side. Tolentino fields waist high, throws the first in time, beating Pertus by a step. Jordan Jones, five retired in a row. Some we haven't seen really on both sides. And quick, Jones doing it efficiently as well.
Yeah, he wants to get that captain's offense back in at the plate as soon as it possibly can, because I know they got some work to do. Jones trying to do his part to prevent the lead for South Bend to grow anymore.
It's Pete Crow Armstrong at the plate. Crow Armstrong 0-for-3 here tonight after a three-hit night last night. Righty on lefty, Jones to Crow Armstrong. The wind-up kick in the first pitch. Crow Armstrong with a weird-looking swing. He did go around. It wasn't a 3/4 swing. He tried to check it, I think, and then the bat just sort of like a sword was at his waist and could not go around or could not hold it up, so it's 0-1. Crow Armstrong, the batter, Jones, the pitcher. The wind-up kick in the 0-1 delivery. Crow Armstrong, a chopper right side. Valdez breaks in, but the ball sneaks under his glove. Crow Armstrong takes his big turn off first, but Planez is there to pick it up and keep him at bay. A rare misplay by Yordiz Valdez trying to judge a high hopper and went off the tip of his glove there. Missed their hands for a reason. Valdez has been really solid defensively all year long. There, a ball that gets under the glove.
And that's a high chopper that happens a lot here at Classic Park, especially here in 2022. Those are usually on the left side of the infield. This one on the right side, and he found a decent point to find the ball. He tried to scoop it when it was hitting the ground, but unfortunately mistimed it.
Taking off Crow Armstrong, Wogu swings at the first pitch. Kyra, the third baseman, moves to his right, fields, and his throw across the diamond is in time, and it ends the inning. Jordan Jones, a nice job done as he gets and allows no runs on what we'll see what it's scored, and one left on base, whether that's a hit or an error for Crow Armstrong. But we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. It is 7-3 South Bend, who will enter their bullpen for the first time here tonight. We'll tell you more about the reliever when we return. WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the Captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
Joe Nahas will take the mound for South Bend. Porter Hodge provided five innings in his start tonight. Allowed five hits, three earned runs, but the Captains are down 4-7-3 South Bend. It is Nahas who will make his second appearance of this series. The windup kick in the first pitch, fastball top of the zone, count 0-1 to Tolentino. Nahas in that game number one went two innings. He allowed four hits, but only one earned run, two strikeouts. For Nahas. The 0-1. Check swing from Tolentino. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike top of the zone. Count 0-2. Nahas, the righty. 6'1", 185. 22 years old from Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Went to the University of Tennessee for his college ball. And he was drafted as a free agent in 2019. Nahas, the look in. The windup and the 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, Tolentino. A lot of movement to that breaking pitch from Nahas for out number one. Brings up Yordiz Valdez, who has been Mr. Postseason. That's what Jake and I called him on the air last night, because that's what Valdez has been. 10 hits in 5 games played. Tonight 0-for-2, an error He reached in on an E6 in the second and then flew out to end the third to right. Swings at the first pitch here. Chopper right side. Fielding Pertus ankle high. He flips the first. And there's two away here in the sixth.
Yeah, for both sides here, this is quickly making its case for quickest inning of the night.
Most definitely, Mikhail Ramirez looking to extend it. Ramirez 0-for-1, the 6-4-3 double play in the second. He walked to begin the fourth. That also ended with a 6-4-3 double play converted by the Cubs. Neha's the righty, Ramirez the righty, the windup, and the pitch. Fastball high count 1-0. Player to watch for a reason for Ramirez, because in this postseason, the Lake County DH tonight, catcher for most of the postseason, the third highest average, 313, five hits coming in to this evening. Looks at a breaking ball high, count now 2-0. And Ramirez and Amditas, who's batting ninth, main two catchers for Lake County. Zach Fascia also available for the captains if need be. And they've worked a great job defensively all season long, the 2-0. Ramirez puts it on the ground right side. Moving to his left, fielding Pertus. It's a 1-2-3 inning worked by Nejas. A strikeout and then two ground outs to second. And for the first time tonight, the captains go down 1-2-3. We go to the seventh. South Bend 7, Lake County 3. Here on your home for captains postseason baseball, WJCU.
Hey, Lake County fans, America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Captains!
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Top of the seventh, Jordan Jones has retired six of the seven he's faced, only on 13 pitches, efficient for Lake County, and trying to add some more relief. Third pitcher used for the captains tonight, Aaron Davenport and Raymond Burgos before. It's been South Bend dictating things offensively, 7 runs on 8 hits, an error. Lake County, 3 runs on 5 hits, no error. This game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series, winner becomes champion. Jones the windup, the kick, and the first pitch to Casey. Breaking ball low, count 1-0. So for this Lake County Captains team, tonight on the line, of course, a championship. First one since 2010 when Ted Kubiak was at the helm for Lake County. That team, and similar to this one, never out of a game, the 1-0. Fastball misses outside low, count 2-0. It was 17-inning game that the captains in what was the Midwest League Championship Series lost to then the Clinton Lumber Kings. But that captain's team never backed down. It's been the case this year for this captain's team, a team that, as Jones delivers a 2-0, fastball top of the zone, count 2-1, has come back from plenty of deficit. In fact, in this series, we mentioned it earlier, the Cubs were up 5-0 after 2. Lake County responded with a 5-run fourth and would win game 1 at Four Winds Field, 11-8.
Yeah, you'd have to think the captains is Major League affiliate right after this play here.
As Casey chops 1-2, Naraho, the first baseman, who makes a nice defensive play on a difficult ground ball that brought him moving back. He flipped it to Jones, and there is one away here in the seventh.
And that's what you get when you try to start something right before the pitcher's about to throw. We're just going to mention, you know, all these comeback wins and potentially the last at bat and late inning magic for this captain's squad this season. I'd have to think their major league affiliate is pleased at all that has happened in terms of that department for Lake County, because the Guardians and Cleveland have been doing a lot of that same thing this season.
It's been the mantra for the Guardians, the Captains as well. 31 comeback wins for the Lake County Captains in the regular season, and trying for one more here to finish the postseason. Jones with a 1-0 on Verdugo. The pitch. Verdugo swings, lines it down the left field line. It will go towards the Cubs' pen and out of play. Count 1-1. Verdugo, a two-hit night, including a two-run home run hit to straightaway center field. That gave the Cubs the last two runs scored in this game and a 7-3 lead. It's one ball, one strike, one out. Jones the look in, and Verdugo in the right-hand batter's box. The 1-1. Verdugo is swinging a miss. Count 1-2. Jordan Jones has been really effective here tonight. It was for Jones getting that ninth in game number one of this series. And although South Bend would have the potential tying run at the plate, Pete Crow Armstrong at second, Jordan Wogu at first, Jones would set down. Luis Verdugo is the final out to end that game. Has a 1-2 count on him here. The pitch. Verdugo stays alive, pinning it to the back wall. And momentum, the vibe, Lake County up 1-0 with two chances at home. Yesterday, South Bend getting a win that brings us to tonight. And South Bend so far in control, up 7-3. It's one ball, two strikes here, one out. Jones to Verdugo. The 1-2 pitch. Verdugo, a nubbler off the end of the bat. Jones fields front end of the mound and throws to Naraho in time for the second out. Jordan Jones has added just a calmness and pretty much effectiveness, of course, on the mound, but for the South Bend Cubs team, sort of on their back heels rather than the aggressor at the plate. Verdugo with an unsure swing on a 1-2, and again for Jones, retiring now 8 of the first 9 he's faced.
And some nice defense from him in this half inning as well. A 3-1 and then a 1-3. A little reversal there.
B.J. Murray at the plate. First pitch from Jones. Breaking ball, and it hits for strike. Count 0-1. We're in the top of the seventh. 7-3 South Bend leads here in Game 3. Here's the 0-1 from Jones. Swing and a miss. Murray. Count 0-2. Jordan Jones looking for a 1-2-3 frame. And 2-2/3 scoreless. The 0-2. Breaking ball high, count 1-2. It'd actually be 3 scoreless because Jones came on with no outs in that fifth inning. He's worked a scoreless fifth after the 2-run homer. Scoreless sixth, and so far 2 outs. A 1-ball, 2-strike, 2 outs. Situation here in the seventh. And the pitch from Jones. In the dirt, Amditas keeps in front, count 2-2. Late stages in this game, South Bend has not altered their lineup. Lake County has not altered their defense at all. Guys that have brought them to this point, staying on here. Again, as this game gets in the late stages, we'll see who tactically makes a move here and there. The 2-2. Curveball off the plate outside, so the count is full. Murray with a 3-2 count. Murray, a single here tonight. That was in the third where he scored that 5-run, 4-hit inning for the Cubs. That is the main reason they have a lead here. So it's 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Jones the payoff. Swing and a miss, Murray. Jordan Jones with a strikeout to end the seventh. He has been fantastic. In relief tonight, the 24-year-old playing at a championship level. As we will go into the bottom of the seventh, it's stretch time for one final time here at Classic Park. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains, and everything you love. South Bend 7, Lake County 3. The Captains 3 more innings to try and get a Midwest League title here on WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
.891 for Lake County, bottom of the seventh, down four. And the first pitch from Joe Nahas is a fastball inside, count one up. Nahas had a 6-pitch, 1-2-3 sixth inning, the best inning from a South Bend Cub pitcher here tonight. The 1-0, breaking ball, hits the outside corner, count 1-1. The Captains have a right-hander up in their pen. It appears to be Zach Hart. Hart pitched in game one, an inning worked, and he'll come on. Most likely in the eighth, but Jordan Jones has been rolling for Lake County as Jones flares one foul, luckily over the head of Zach Fascia. Trey Benton was not there to protect him. He was off to the right, but it just went over the head of Fascia and into the bullpen for Lake County. It's a one ball, two strike count now. Nahas to Cairo. The pitch, fastball outside high, count 2-2. For this Lake County Captains team, down four and nine outs remain in their 2022 season. Two balls, two strikes to pitch. Swing and a miss, Cairo. The out recorded. Cairo took off, but it was Aliendo who caught it before it hit the dirt. And it's a second strikeout for Nahas. Two away, or one away, excuse me, here in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, that inside breaking ball, that's a tough pitch to hit. You have to kind of go into a golf type of swing, put the bat way down low, almost straight down. You really got to bring your hands in. But when it's sitting up there for a while, it looks like one you can pull, but at the last second it drops, and it got Cairo.
Mike Amditas, the nine-hitter at the plate. He swings at the first pitch. Chopper over the mound, fielding with the backhand left of the second base bag. The second baseman pursues. He fields, he throws, and he retires Amditas for out number two. Nahas has retired the first five he's faced for the Cubs.
Yeah, a couple of great relief appearances from both sides. And the current relievers, Nahas and Jordan Jones for Lake County.
Narajo will step in. Joe with two hits tonight. The RBI single in that three-run third. The lone inning the Captains have scored runs tonight. And then had a single in the fifth. He was thrown out trying to extend it to a double. Nahas the wind-up kick in the first pitch. Fastball. Misses high. Count 1-0. Narajo has been clutch. He has four RBI in his last four postseason games. Mr. Consistency all season long. The most games played of any Lake County Captain this year. The 1-0. Fastball is outside high, count 2-0.
And we're talking about plenty of singles tonight from Lake County in terms of Cleveland. Will Brennan making his Major League debut tonight. Just hit an RBI single for the Guardians, former captain, to the mainland.
The 2-0. Narajo puts it foul up and over the press box area and out of play, count 2-1. As that happens, ball rolls in from the captain's bullpen onto the field of play, but the pitch will stand, and it is a 2-1 count to Narajo. One of many Lake County captains formerly that made their Major League debut with Brennan, 12 overall this season. 2-1. Narajo watches a fastball miss inside low and the count to 3-1. It is a 7-3 ball game here. Nahas trying for another 1-2-3. Narajo trying to get the Captains back into this one. Three balls and a strike, Nahas the pitch. Narajo puts it on the ground right side, moving to his left, fielding Pertus, and he throws the first in time. That ends the inning. It has been a strikeout and two ground outs to second in back-to-back innings for Joe Nahas. Six in a row retired, and we will go to the eighth. Cubs 7, Captains 2. Zach Hart will get the inning for Lake County when we return. WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. 2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
Zach Hart will get this top of the eighth inning. It's South Bend 7, Lake County 3. Your score here in the Midwest League Championship Series game number 3. It's been a captain season that has been defined by the comeback win. 31 in the regular season and 1 in this series back in game 1. South Bend is 6 outs away, up 4. Want to increase this lead off of Zach Hart. First pitch from Hart, fastball low and away, count 1-0. The oldest reliever on this team, 25 years old, Zach Hart, the right-hander, thrust it into this spot. His team down 7-3, trying to keep the deficit at a four-run deficit. Lake County in the last four innings has not mustered a run, and they will have six outs remaining come the eighth and the ninth. It's Pablo Allendo at the plate, 7-8-9 for the Cubs, the 1-1. Allendo, a ground ball up the middle, fielding behind the second base bag. The second baseman, Valdez, who was shading up the middle, he makes the throw. And there's out number one here in the eighth.
It is the first out of an eighth inning, which for the final season is presented by our friends at NOPEC. NOPEC buys electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passes the savings and benefits on to you, all so you can enjoy greater peace of mind. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
First pitch from Hart to Yohendrick Piñango is a fastball that misses high, count 1-0. This Cubs team, 7 runs on 8 hits and error. Lake County, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. The 1-0. Piñango, a chopper. Hart fields off the front end of the mound. And a lollipop throw in, but it was accurate. And it gets out number 2. This South Bend Cubs offense has been shut down by Jordan Jones and now Zach Hart for 2 straight batters. It's up to this captain's offense to get back in because their bullpen is doing the job right now to keep this game the deficit right now at 4 through these last 3 innings.
Yeah, they certainly are, and if you're that captain's offense, you got 6 outs remaining. Every at-bat matters.
First pitch to Kevin Mahde is a fastball top of the zone, count 0-1. Zach Hart working a really strong inning here. He threw an inning scoreless in the third in game number 1. 0-1 is a breaking ball high, count 1 ball, 1 strike. Hart this season a 5.08 ERA, 31 appearances made, 44 and a one-thirds innings pitched for the right-hander from Hartford, Connecticut. 1-1 is slapped down the first base line. Mahde with a base hit. Naraho was shifted more towards the middle with a right-hand hitter. Mahde went opposite field, and that's the Cubs' ninth hit tonight. A two-out single from Kevin Mahde, his first hit of the game.
And that's definitely a risk you get when you take that type of shift, even if you're shifted towards the first base line and then it gets into the gap between first and second base. But in that case, Naranjo didn't think he hit it off the end of the bat, and that's what Mahde did. He keeps the inning going for South Bend.
So Mahde with the lead. Off first, Fabian Pertus at the plate. Hart's first pitch to him, breaking ball outside, count 1-0. And the Cubs have earned their base knocks tonight, but that one just well placed. Not the hardest hit ball, but sneaks through the captain's defense. It's 1-0 count here. Hart set at the belt. The 1-0. Fastball high, count 2-0. It's a Lake County Captains team that entered the postseason 76-53, the best record in the Midwest League. Second half Eastern Division champions taking on a Cubs team that had three less wins and won the second half in the Western Division. 2-0. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a count 2-1 after Hart locates a fastball on the bottom of the zone. Hart will look in. Arm dangling to his side. He comes set above the belt. 2-1, 2-2. Runner on first for South Bend in this top of the eighth. The pitch. Swing and a miss per twos. Count 2-2. Hart with a lot of gusto tonight behind that heater. You know, every arm for both sides fired up. Last game of the season here at the high A level, regardless of the outcome. 2-2. Hart, 2-2. And the pitch. Pertus slaps it foul right side above the sweets and out of play. Valdez for Lake County shaded up the middle of the second baseman, left side toward the line for the defense. It's Pertus in the right-hand batter's box. Runner on first, Made. 2-2. And Zach Hart, the delivery. Breaking ball, Pertus swings and puts in the air to right field. Planez will take a couple steps back and makes the grab along the warning track for the final out in the inning. For Zach Hart, a scoreless frame, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Six outs remaining for the Captains. It'll be 2-3-4 come the bottom of the eighth against Joe Nahas. When we return, Midwest League Championship Series Game 3 on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Bottom of the eighth, 2-3-4 for Lake County. They're down 7-3, six outs remaining. One last try, one last effort here for this Captains team. 2022 Eastern Division second half champions. Eastern champions after taking down the Loons. Six outs remain on their season. Joe Nahas, the righty, has worked six up, six down. First pitch to Cox. Here is a fastball low, count 1-0. It will be Connor Cox, then Petey Halpin, Alexi Planez. Halpin and Planez, backbone of this team tonight, a combined 0-6 against South Bend. The 1-0 to Cox. Cox swings, puts in the air right side foul, count 1-1. Cox tonight has not been retired. He walked in the first, doubled and scored in the third, and then was hit by a pitch on his left elbow in the fifth. Nahas, the windup kick in the 1-1. Cox with a check swing. Did he go? He did. Count 1-2. South Bend with no defensive replacements. Sam starting nine. The infield playing back and the outfield playing medium depth. 1-2, the pitch. Cox swings in the air to left center field. Moving over, Crow Armstrong. A full extension dive, but it's past his glove and will roll to the wall. Crow Armstrong will pick it up. Cox at second. He wants third. The throw comes into third. Not in time. It sneaks past the glove of the third baseman, Verdugo. Picked up by Nahas, but it's a leadoff triple for Connor Cox here to begin this eighth inning. Good start for Lake County here when they need some runs.
Yeah, and Cox knows that there's only six outs remaining for this captain's offense, unless, of course, we get extra innings. But that effort, he could have very easily stopped at second, but he said, I'm giving everything I have to get to third, and he was a full sprint into there. And nice job by the pitcher in Nahas to back up the third baseman. Otherwise, he could have maybe gotten home.
First pitch here to Halpin is a called strike count 0-1. The ball did trickle away from Verdugo. And Nahas was there with the assist. So it's a count 0-1 on to Halpin. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Breaking ball, Halpin a swing and a miss. Nice breaking pitch, a nice movement from Nahas. Halpin a deep breath outside the left-hand batter's box. Lake County wants to add a run to make it easier for them come the ninth, or of course try and get all of it here in the eighth and go for a win come top of the ninth. Work to be done though. Connor Cox with a big lead off third base. Verdugo not close with Halpin with batting from the left side. The 0-2, it's cut on and missed by Halpin. A foul tip into the glove. An important strikeout and out for the right-hander Nahas. There's one away.
And there's somebody coming up to the plate right now who knows how to get runs home when they're on base. Hasn't quite been able to do so in this series, but definitely overdue. And not a much better time to get something done here.
He's overdue, and he has done that a lot this year. Again, most RBIs on this captain's team with 63 in the regular season. And he comes in a big spot here with the runner on third, Connor Cox, and one out, one swing. Captains could pull within two. Plan, as you know, is thinking that. He's also thinking, hey, got to drive home Cox, the runner at third for Lake County. First pitch from Nahas. Planez swings in the air down the right field line, moving towards the bullpen. Casey, he makes the catch in the bullpen. It is deep enough that allows Cox to score, but the Cubs will trade an out for that run. It's a sacrifice fly to right for the Lake County captains and Alexi Planez. And it's a now 7-4 score, two outs in this bottom of the eighth.
And I know it's maybe not the result Planez was looking for. He did want to get on base, but he did get a hold of that one. That one, a 320-foot wall to the right side. That one probably about 300 feet or so, but nice effort from him. It is enough to get the run home, which was ultimately his job.
Nahas, the wind-up kick in the first pitch. Milan Tolentino, a swing and a miss, count 0-1. Joe Nahas has come to pitch here tonight, allowing that his first run off the first hit from Cox, a triple, scored on the sacrifice fly. The 0-1 from Nahas, breaking ball. Tolentino with a check swing, did not go on a pitch in the dirt. Nahas from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, has been with the Cubs all season long. 24 games appeared and a 4.19 ERA in the regular season. Was really good in game one. Stellar outing here tonight. A deep breath, one ball, one strike, the pitch. Tolentino swings in the air down the left field line, moving towards the track. Piñango, he makes the grab in front of the track. That ends the inning. The captains do get on the board, however. They do score a run. Connor Cox with the triple brought home on a sacrifice fly from Alexi Planez. So it's one run on one hit, no errors, none left on. We go into the ninth. Zach Hart will get it for Lake County. It's South Bend 7, Lake County 4, here on your home. Captains Baseball, WJCU.
First pitch to Fabiana, line drive, caught by Valdez, and Lake County is going to the postseason.
Get your official 2022 Midwest League East second half championship t-shirt.
It's celebration time here at Classic Park.
Celebrate a season to remember with the same apparel the captains wore in the clubhouse after they won the title. Order now while supplies last at cargoholdstore.com.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
First pitch from Zach Hart to open up this ninth inning, a fastball high. It will be 2-3-4 for the Cubs. Pete Crow Armstrong, Jordan Wogu, and Owen Casey, Cubs up 3 in this game 3 in the Midwest League Championship Series. Count 1-1 after a swing and a miss from Crow Armstrong. PCA 1-for-4 tonight, a single in the sixth. And Crow Armstrong, the top Cubs prospect, made his impact in game 2. Trying to possibly distance the Cubs here in the ninth. He did have a home run in the ninth last night. It was a 4-2 lead for the Cubs when he hit it, because it was 3-2 and then he hit it 4-2. And for Lake County, they would score a run come bottom of the ninth, but not get two, so Crow Armstrong's run is the one that stood up. Swing and a miss here. Hart retires him with the heater. A first strikeout for Zach Hart, who worked a 14-pitch scoreless eighth, trying to put the Captains down 3 come the ninth. He'll face Jordan Wogu. Owen Casey's on deck for the Cubs. Zach Hart, Jordan Jones come into play tonight. And the Cubs have not scored since their 2-run home run from Luis Verdugo in the fifth. The first pitch, past the glove of Amdidas to the back wall, count 1-0.
And, yeah, certainly two of the best appearances of this entire season coming at an opportune time from both Jordan Jones and Zach Hart out of the Lake County bullpen.
1-0. Wogu slaps it back to the netting right side behind home plate, count 1-1. This is a Lake County Captains team that has dealt with adversity all season long. They have had many players go up to Akron. The Rubber Ducks getting a lot of Lake County's best talent despite that, the 1-1. Breaking ball inside, count 2-1. The Lake County Captains have persisted. They've been resilient. And the reason they're in the championship series and still a chance to win come the ninth. The 2-1 from Hart. Wogu check swing, does not go around on a fastball high outside. To the count at 3-1. Hart trying to shut the door on the Cubs here, who currently have a right-hander warming up. We'll get the ninth inning. We'll see, though, if Joe Nahas does begin the ninth. 3-1 put on the ground left side, past the diving glove of Tolentino, and trickling into left. Jordan Wogu with his second hit of the ninth, and the first hit of the ninth. And for the Cubs, their 10th hit overall. It sets up Owen Casey, who had a big blast in the third inning, the 3-run shot that went over the clubhouse out past the right field fence. It stayed fair, and Casey gave the Cubs at the time a 3-0 lead. Hart's first pitch to him, fastball's low, count 1-0. Hart tasked for this second inning, though Lake County right now looks like they'll get a right-hander up and moving. Elvis Jerez off the bench. We'll see if he begins to throw. Trey Benton is also up and moving for Lake County. The 1-0. Pitch misses high. Runner takes off, and Wogu is tagged out by Tolentino. Great throw from Amdidas, and Tolentino applying the tag on what looked like the thigh of Wogu, but before he got to the base, Cubs trying to be greedy here and get a runner in scoring position. Now two outs, and it's a 2-0 count. Hart on to Casey.
And that was a great defensive play behind the plate by Amdidas for sure. And Zach Hart very thankful to get some help from his defense in that play right there.
So it's 2 balls, 1 strike, and 2 outs. The pitcher mark. Casey, a chopper, foul down the first baseline. Count 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Casey, the four-hitter, big impact here tonight, trying to extend it for the Cubs. If he cannot, it will be Lake County in the bottom of the ninth. One last chance, 6, 7, and 8 in the order. 2-2 from Hart. Fastball high. Amdidas does a nice job of getting it and pretty much saving Joe McCarthy from some chin music on a ball up and in to him. This ball over the middle of the plate, but too high, so Hart with a payoff here to Casey. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The righty deals. Swing and a miss, Casey. 2 strikeouts in the inning and a caught stealing, and the Cubs held off the board for the fourth consecutive frame. Well, the season comes down to this. The Captains down three. They need three to tie, four to win a Midwest League title. The ninth inning coming up next here in the Midwest League Championship Series, game number three.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
2023 Captain season tickets and mini plans are on sale now. Be among the first to lock in your seats at Classic Park and get free party suite rentals, the ability to exchange your unused tickets, early entry on all premium giveaway dates, and a 10% discount at the cargo hold. Prices start at just $130 per seat. For more information, go to captainsbaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Forty-nine men have worn the Lake County Captains uniform this year. 11 finished their season in Akron, and 30 men on the roster here for Lake County. Each and every member has contributed to what has been a tremendous season. It will be Yordiz Valdez, Mikael Ramirez, and Christian Cairo. 6-7-8 in the order, down three here in the bottom of the ninth. The Cubs 3 outs away from a title. The Captains 4 runs away. Valdez will begin, the best postseason batter for Lake County. First pitch from Sheldon Reed is a fastball down the middle, a called strike. Sheldon Reed, a guy who has been thrusted by the Cubs in many high-leverage spots in this 2022 season. The righty with the 0-1. Fastball on the inside half count, 0-2 on Yordiz Valdez, who's been Mr. Consistency for Lake County. He's 0-3 tonight. He was one of the late season additions from Lynchburg. Reed sent at the belt, the 0-2. Valdez swings, line drive, base hit into right. It will go all the way to the wall. Casey will field from the wall, and he will throw to second, but not in time. Yordiz Valdez with a leadoff double to begin this ninth inning. The start that the Captains needed. Yordiz Valdez once again comes through, his 11th hit of the postseason.
And I know Lynchburg bowed out in their playoff run in the Carolina League Championship. They'd certainly wish that they had Valdez on their team, but there's good reason that he was called up late in the season for Lake County, delivering when they need him most. And a big hit to start this bottom of the ninth.
So now it's Mikael Ramirez. Ramirez tonight 0-2 with a walk, trying to come through. The first pitch, fastball on the outer half, count 0-1. Ramirez has been the man who's caught the most games for Lake County this season. An RBI single yesterday. Captains down three here. Three outs remain. The 0-1 from Reed. Breaking ball, Ramirez, a chopper to the left side. Made Fields in stride throws to first for out number one. An important out for the Cubs, who are now two outs away. Valdez, despite the ball being put in front of him, had the speed on the not-hardest-hit ball put in play to move to third 90 feet away. Right now, the Cubs will trade that run for an out. Christian Cairo trying to deliver for Lake County.
And I know that leaves Lake County with just two more outs, but Ramirez technically does do his job moving Valdez from second to third base.
So now Christian Cairo, who's 0-3 tonight, will step up. Reed, the kick in the first pitch. Breaking ball over the head of Cairo, count 1-0. Cairo, of course, came back to the Lake County Captains in August after that oblique injury, and he has contributed ever since. He's up in the right-hand batter's box here with a big spot, Valdez off third. The 1-0. Fastball high over the head of Cairo, count 2-0. Two high pitches from Sheldon Reed.
Yeah, perhaps just that release point, not quite able to snap that arm all the way down the way he wants to, or the ball maybe even slipping out of his grip.
Four saves for Reed as a Cub. Seven attempts, so three blown saves. The 2-0 here. Fastball down the middle, called strike, count 2-1. Valdez plenty of speed at third, so a pitch that gets behind Oliendo, and Valdez guaranteed to score. Plenty of speed, and Pyro needs to just do his job of putting it into play. Two balls, a strike here with one out. Reed, the kick and the pitch. Fastball inside, high. Cairo brushed off the plate, and you hear the boos.
Yeah, seems like right now Reed really wants the control of that inner part of the plate, but Cairo not taking anything, except he's taking the pitches by him, but he's staying where he wants.
Reed set at the belt, the 3-1. Fastball down the middle, called strike, count full. So now for Cairo, a full count. Of course, if he gets on via a base on balls, it set up Mike Amditis, who's no stranger to ninth inning home runs. He had one of his two hit in the season in the ninth inning. He'd be the potential tying runner. The Captains have to get there first. Valdez off third. Three balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the ninth. Read the pitch. Cairo puts it back to the netting. Foul. We'll do it again, 3-2.
Yeah, that pitch fairly close on the upper outer part of the strike zone. Not sure if it would have been in there or not, but to be safe, Cairo protecting with two strikes, fouls it back.
Three balls, two strikes, one out. Valdez the runner. Reed the pitch. Cairo puts it right back to Reed. Valdez goes back to third base. Reed watches him back and then elects to go to first. The Captains are down to their final out.
You talk about now or never. It is now or never. Amditis has to get on base, and there can't be another out, or if you're Lake County, your 2022 season is over. It's do or die right now.
Mike Amditis, the nine-hitter, the final chance for Lake County. Valdez, the runner at third, 7-4, South Bend. First pitch, a called strike on the outer half, count 0-1. This is a Cubs team that won the Midwest League title in 2019, no season in 2020, 2021, no title, 2022. They're two strikes away. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, it hits on the outer half, count 0-2. The Captain's season comes down to this pitch. 7-4 South Bend, a Midwest League Championship Series game number 3. 0-2, two outs, Sheldon Reed to Mike Amditis. Amditis, a ground ball right side. It's flipped to Reed, who steps on the base, and the Cubs are back on top. Their second title in 3 years, and they get it done in East Lake, Ohio.
Yeah, mob scene at first base. Some water and or Gatorade buckets, not sure what they are, being poured on the team. And South Bend, your 2022 Midwest League champions, and they won one recently, like you said, in 2019. But hats off, in our case, headsets off to the Lake County Captains. A tremendous 2022 season, nothing to be ashamed of by any means. You had 11 players throughout the course of the season call up to Akron on a double A permanent basis. And you still got all the way to the championship series. Just, it is especially tough losing on your home field. But again, there's nothing for this team to be ashamed of at all. Plenty of exciting moments throughout this entire season. And the Cleveland Guardians have a lot to be thankful for in their farm system. There's a lot of solid young talent you could be seeing in Cleveland within the next 3 or 4 years, if not sooner.
For the Lake County Captains, they lose by 3. It was 7 runs, 10 hits, an error for South Bend. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Lake County. We will stay here for the trophy presentation here on WJCU. And then after, of course, we will wrap things up with highlights from tonight's Game 3. And then, of course, give our final thoughts on the season. We hope you stay with us here on WJCU. But we do thank you for listening all season long, being a part of the ride for Lake County. And it has been a tremendous ride, and again, we'll address the season and final thoughts at the end of our broadcast, but it was quite a privilege in my first year here in Lake County, and Logan, Jake, the same, and it was, again, a great ride, just one game short for Lake County, who do play the final game of the season, but not on the right side of it. 7-4 South Bend victorious tonight. We'll step aside for a moment. We will come back with the trophy presentation and more here in East Lake, Ohio. South Bend, the 2022 Midwest League champions.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains.
That came in from South Bend. Congratulations to your club. Now I would like to present the 2022 Midwest League Championship Trophy to the owner of the South Bend Cubs, Mr. Andrew Berlin. I also want to say one more quick thing. I had an opportunity to meet both of the managers, and I want to say to Greg, outstanding season in your Lake County Captains Club. Lance, it was a pleasure meeting you earlier today. And I had an opportunity to come and witness and notice the camaraderie and the bond that your team had when I entered the ballpark yesterday. And I just want to tell all of you how much I appreciated, like, the team prayer, how you guys were holding hands, how you guys were hugging one another. As manager said, it is a special group, but it was an honor for me to actually witness that. So congratulations to each and every one of you. I want you to remember this, okay? Remember this feeling, because one day you're probably going to be doing it at Wrigley Field. Yes!
Yes, and that part of the trophy presentation here, and the Cubs will hoist it. Again, this is the Lake County Captains wrap-up show here on WJCU. Tonight, the championship goes to the South Bend Cubs. They win by a score of 7-4, Game 3. They take both games here in East Lake, Ohio, and at Classic Park. We will run through all the big plays here tonight. It was a competitive game throughout. South Bend's power just distanced themselves in tonight's game. We will start in the first, and it was for Lake County and for South Bend, an inning where they were at the doorstep but couldn't provide the runs. In the top of the first, a double from Jordan Wogu with two outs, and he would be stranded after a ground out, 19-pitch inning for Aaron Davenport. Bottom of the first, Lake County, Joan Rajo hit by a pitch. Connor Cox walked, but it'd be Petey Halpin, Alexi Planez, and Milan Tolentino retired in order, the captains would leave two on and not score in the first. In the second, same thing for South Bend. They would get two on again, a single from Verdugo, a walk from B.J. Murray, two runners on, and once again for South Bend, they could not come through because Davenport a strikeout and then two flyouts. Lake County, a 6-4-3 double play, derailed their second. The third was the big inning for both sides. The inning with the most scored runs on for South Bend and Lake County. For South Bend, it was five runs scored in the frame. It was a single from Fabian Pertus that started off the inning, a walk from Jordan Wogu with one out, and then Owen Casey launched a missile to deep right. 3-0, South Bend. Davenport set at the belt, the 3-1. Runner takes off, Casey swings and crushes it to deep right field. If it stays fair, it's gone. It's out of here. An absolute missile from Owen Casey. It's a three-run shot for the South Bend Cubs.
Yes, and that top of the third would not feature just one home run from the South Bend Cubs, but another one. Eventually, after a flyout, B.J. Murray would single, then Pablo Allendeau would face Raymond Burgos, the first hitter that he would face out of the bullpen for Lake County, and he would take one deep as well, giving South Bend a 5-0 lead early on.
3-1, Allendeau swings in the air to deep left center, Halpin racing back, looking up, and that one's gone. Yeah, so 5-0, two daggers from the South Bend Cubs. But did the captains roll over? No, they would come back and score three come the bottom of the third, three of their four here tonight. Lake County would get to begin the inning a double from Mike Amditas to left center, and then first pitch swinging Joe Naraho, who would rifle a ball up the middle. Captains get on the board. Joe Naraho swings at the first pitch, a chopper that will break both the second baseman and the shortstop, splits them both. Amditas will come around and score. So Joe Naraho with a base hit here. It's his fourth game in a row with an RBI.
And that bottom of the third would not be over yet. Connor Cox, immediately after that run scored on a wild pitch, we would have Connor Cox double. Petey Hoppin would line out to shortstop. Alexi Planez would foul out to the catcher, but then Milan Tolentino would step up to bat with two outs, and he would hit an RBI single to make it a 5-3 ball game.
First pitch swinging, Tolentino ripped into right center field, a base hit. Cox will score, the captains pull within two. It's now 5-3 South Bend, a three-run inning for Lake County. Again, for Lake County, that second run, Joe Naraho scoring on a pass ball. And Tolentino would knock home Cox. That inning, however, would end with a fly out to right with Tolentino on first, but the captains, again, pulling within two runs. The fourth was a scoreless frame. Aaron Davenport was out of the game. It was Burgos who worked it for Lake County. And Porter Hodge, despite allowing those three runs in the third, would bounce back for two scoreless innings, getting a 6-4-3 double play of Mike Amditas to end the fourth. For the Cubs in the fifth, they would once again get a run via the long ball. Owen Casey, who homered in the third, would walk, set up Luis Verdugo. Burgos, entering an inning over 30 pitches, would leave one over the heart of the plate. Verdugo rocked it to straightaway center, and the South Bend Cubs would take a 7-3 lead. Verdugo lifts it in the air to center. Halpin racing back. He's at the track, looks up, and that one is gone. Luis Verdugo, a home run to straightaway center field where not too many players put it out here at Classic Park. It is the third home run of the night for the South Bend Cubs, and it increases their lead to 7-3 here in the fifth.
Then immediately after that two-run home run, Jordan Jones would appear for Lake County out of the bullpen. He would force three consecutive flyouts to end that half inning. Bottom of the fifth, Joe Naranjo would single to shallow center. He would try to stretch it into a double, but he would be thrown out at second. And after a Connor Cox hit by pitch, Petey Halpin and Alexi Planez both flew out to end the fifth inning. Top of the sixth, Jordan Jones remained in, would retire the first two batters of that half inning. He would let up a single to Pete Crow Armstrong, but would eventually retire Jordan Wogu for the end of the top of the sixth, so retiring six of the first seven hitters that he faced. Then in the bottom of the sixth, it would be Joe Nahas, who would appear from the bullpen for South Bend. He would have a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. Top of the seventh, a 1-2-3 inning for Lake County's defense. A 3-1 and then a 1-3 in the book, so busy defensive inning for Jordan Jones, and then B.J. Murray would strike out swinging, Jones's first strikeout of the night. Bottom of the seventh, another 1-2-3 inning from Joe Nahas of South Bend. His second strikeout, he would strike out Christian Cairo to lead off the half inning, and a pair of ground outs to second base would end that frame. Then in the top of the eighth, it would be Zach Hart who would take the mound for Lake County. He would retire the first two hitters faced. Kevin Made would hit a single down the right field line, and then Fabian Pertuz would fly out to right to end the top of the eighth. Going into the bottom of the eighth, Connor Cox, a leadoff triple to deep left center field. Pete Crow Armstrong, the center fielder for the Cubs, tried to dive and make a play, but it went by him all the way to the wall. Petey Halpin would strike out swinging, but then Alexi Planez knew there was a runner on base, had to bring him in, hit a deep fly ball to right field. Not enough to leave the park, but it was enough to score a run, making it 7-4, Captain still trailing.
Planez swings in the air down the right field line, moving towards the bullpen. Casey, he makes the catch in the bullpen. It is deep enough that allows Cox to score, but the Cubs will trade an out for that run. It's a sacrifice fly to right for the Lake County Captains and Alexi Planez, and it's a now 7-4 score, two outs in this bottom of the eighth. Yeah, the last run the Lake County Captains would score in their season, driven in by the man who drove in the most in the regular season. In the ninth, Zach Hart worked and got two strikeouts, allowed a single, but a caught stealing of Jordan Wogu would end that inning prematurely. Lake County down three would go into the ninth. Yordis Valdez started off right with a double, but the Captains then would ground out three consecutive times. Ramirez ground out to short, Cairo ground out to the pitcher, and then Mike Amditas ground out to first. And the South Bend Cubs would win the 2022 Midwest League Championship. Amditas, a ground ball right side. It's flipped to Reed, who steps on the base, and the Cubs are back on top. Their second title in 3 years, and they get it done in East Lake, Ohio. Yep, and that would conclude the Lake County Captains season. Again, the stat line here tonight, 7 runs for South Bend, 10 hits, 1 error. Lake County, 4 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. All right, well, first you got to address this team, this Lake County Captains team. We've talked about it all season long, the stats and the stories. My main takeaway from this group was that everyone was a really good person. That was something that was adamant from day one to me, and I've been in baseball locker rooms not as long as some people. I'm in my 20s, but everyone in that locker room treated me, Jake, and Logan with a lot of respect, and we felt part of the team in a way. And, you know, again, we are in a certain respect, but obviously not wearing the jersey and the pants for the Captains, but trying to provide coverage here this season and, again, do our best. But everyone in there, and that goes out to the parents listening too and family members, you raised good sons because, you know, again, no one treated us roughly at all, and that happens more than you think at any level. But that's my main takeaway on the team. For this season, I couldn't have asked for a better year. I know you'll say, well, one more win would have given you a better year. Well, yeah, technically. But, again, what happened this year, I was thrust into a position that was pretty much 2 weeks before the season that I was hired here. It was a quick turnaround. And a special thank you to Andrew Luffglass, the previous voice of the Captains, for helping me get to this spot. And then, you know, I had hired two interns that I pretty much knew nothing about. And I can call now Logan and Jake friends, and they were tremendous this year. And everyone in the East Lake, Ohio community, everyone here in the Lake County Captains, you know, has just been tremendous. And it's made it an easier season for me. Your first one's always great in high and affiliated baseball, and it has been for me. And again, it would have been great with one more W, but to have this team this year, it set the tone. And, you know, it's something I always remember, parts of this season. There's so many memories, so much fun. Something's not said on air, but, you know, a lot of fun that we've had, just me, Logan Batosky, and Jake Volnick as well, covering Captains Baseball. And, again, we thank the players. I thanked, obviously, Jake and Logan. I want to thank you all out there for listening. You know, we understand the circumstances of this broadcast here for the Lake County Captains and maybe not the ideal option. It's understandable. But for the Lake County Captains, we hold pride in giving you a great broadcast, and we feel like we've done that this year. And again, it didn't go the way we wanted to. I'm going to give Logan and Jake the floor if they want to say anything, but guys, thank you.
Yes, John, and we certainly want to thank you for having us in here. And I know it was about a two-week notice for you. It was probably about just because of your timing. It wasn't your fault whatsoever. It was just all about the timing. I think we got about, what, Jake, about a two-day notice?
Officially the day before the season, actually.
Yeah, so that was certainly interesting and fun. But, yeah, this was just a heck of a ride to be a part of. I mean, Jake and I were talking about this just before last night's game, before this game. I mean, we just think back to the season-opening doubleheader. Would have been a season opener, got postponed due to rain in Lansing. Naturally, it was the first dose of a rain cancellation, or postponement, rather, that we would get this season. We were calling ourselves the Lake County doubleheaders at a point in time. I think we had double-digit doubleheaders this season.
Sure.
And, yeah, we're just thinking back to, you know, one of the games, I think it was the second game of that doubleheader, the light fixture goes out in Lansing, and there's a delay in it, and we had to just on the spot think of some type of way to signal a delay, and we're like, you know, how does this, what kind of season are we getting into? You know, what are we getting into here? This is it was our first dose of minor league baseball, but yeah, I mean, the Captains, I've been going to games since I was a child with my family. I've sang the national anthem here multiple times, so I've gotten a feel for what it's like to be here as a fan. And longtime broadcaster Craig Deese, when I was younger, I would go up in the radio booth sometimes. We were at the game, good friend of my dad's, and, you know, I would just see how that broadcast goes. But now I'm part of that, so that really is a truly great thing for me to say. Class act of a team, you were talking about, John, and just, again, a whole lot of fun. It was a heck of a ride, lots of great memories that we're going to hold on to for the rest of our lives, I'll say. And just ultimately, John, thank you for having us aboard, and it, like you said, for me and Jake, it's an absolute pleasure to call you a friend. And, you know, we're all right about the same age, so we're all in the same boat right now with the Captains, no pun intended. But again, John, just thank you.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I can say is thank you to John. Like you said, he hired two kids that he basically interviewed for not a very long time, considering we had to get things on the road so fast. So John took a shot on two random kids he knew nothing about, and I'd like to think it turned out pretty well. And John's, you know, class act of a team here, class act everybody at Lake County Captains. That goes for John as well. John, up and down, gave us the best opportunity we could have asked for. Didn't have to do everything that he did. You know, worked a lot of long hours, sat here with a lot of long hours with John, and up and down. It's number one, an amazing boss, but number two, an amazing friend.
Yes, absolutely. Well said, Jake. And I know we're talking about us three. I have one more thank you to give because he stepped in the championship series. I mean, I don't think there's a much bigger position to step in and help out at the last minute than the league championship series, going for your second championship in franchise history. Evan Michwalski is a junior at John Carroll. Jake is a junior going to be a senior. Myself, I'm a senior, and we're both, or all three, a part of the WJCU sports staff. And it was awesome to add Evan here at the last minute, you could say, for this week. In terms of producing these two games for us here in Eastlake for the championship series. He did an awesome job. He's doing an awesome job for John Carroll as well. And then, of course, one more thank you we have to give, just because he serves so many roles for Lake County, but he's also the general manager for WJCU. That's our boss, Jason Sokol. He just is a great presence to have at John Carroll and here with the Captains. He's helping us do anything we need to do in order to succeed. We're helping him, even if he's, you know, public address announcer. We're giving him pronunciations. He's teaching us how this radio equipment works. And just an all-around fantastic group to be a part of. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better first internship than this one right here. And it's just been a tremendous experience. Again, we just thank you, John and Jason and everybody here for an awesome experience. And certainly we'll be looking forward to listening to Captains games as these seasons go on.
Yeah, and again, one final thank you for me, for the Captain's front office, headed by General Manager Jen Yorko, Assistant General Manager Drew LaFollette, and the rest of the Captain's crew here. Again, they took a shot on me, and I appreciate them for it. Again, final score, final time. The South Bend Cubs 7, the Lake County Captains 4, and tonight the Captain's season ends, but it's nothing that they should, there's nothing that they shouldn't be proud of, because tonight and the whole season they played with their hearts on the sleeves. And they are the future of the Cleveland Guardians, and of course, the future continues into 2023, and we will be here with you on WGCU for that. I'm John Vicari saying so long from Classic Park. See you in 2023, the Lake County Captains' 20th season as a franchise. And it will happen on your home for Lake County Captains baseball all season long, WGCU.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck. Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue, when you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up. Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.